cross. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail Biafra.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission from the studios of Radio Biafra here at the headquarters of the indigenous people of Biafra in the capital city of Biafra land here in Enugu on this very day, Monday, the 19th of May in the year of our Lord 2014. The time now is 3 minutes past 7 p.m. here. It is 3 minutes past 7 p.m. in London. It is 3 minutes past the top of the hour, wherever you are, anywhere along the 24 time zones of the world. We welcome you by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those indomitable Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world. We must welcome you by asking you to go to www.radiobiafra.co. We ask you to go to www.biafrarestoration.com. Biafrarestoration.com. You may also get us via www.biafravoice.com. Biafravoice.com. If that doesn't work, which is most unlikely, you go to peopleofbiafra.org, peopleofbiafra.org, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, biafratelevision.co. You can download free Radio Biafra app. You can also receive Radio Biafra in digital quality on satellite. We are on satellite, the only indigenous broadcaster to do so in the whole of Africa. We are exceptional. We are formidable. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, we are here to preach this very gospel, the gospel of restoration, the gospel of hope, the gospel of redemption, the gospel of grace, the gospel of honor, the gospel of integrity, the gospel of truthfulness, the gospel of uprightness, the gospel of fortitude. We are here to ensure that this blessed land called Biafra is set free among the wolves and all the agents of darkness. We are here to ensure that our freedom comes. We have a timetable which we cannot afford to shift. 31st of December 2015 is the deadline. There is no Biafra and everything will be destroyed. It is a pledge, it is an oath, it is a promise. We are giving everybody advance warning of what is to come. We are very, very serious. That is why we are doing everything the way it is meant to be done. We remember and honor our dead, those that started this very effort, and then we go and meet our enemies wherever they are. And as we do so, we must and should remain fearless before our enemies. We don't entertain fear. Any problem, regardless of how small or how big it is, we confront it head on. We are without fear before our enemies, both within and without. We are making it very clear. We don't retreat, we don't surrender. Any obstacle we meet, we crush it and we move on. Those that doubt our resolve are foolish. Those that doubt what we can do, they don't have any brain. If they look at our record, if they understand what we have been doing, they will come to their senses to understand that the likes of us do not retreat from danger. We don't. We do not. They're about to find out that in their next life, they will know not to mess with us. Man did not call us to come. Chikwa Abiyama determined that we should come. And as long as I lead this very movement, as long as I head this very movement, there is no way that Biafra will not come. Write it on a piece of paper wherever you are. As long as I am concerned, as long as I have a dedicated crew that is loyal and disciplined, there is no way that Biafra will not come. This is not a family or village meeting. This is not a meeting of some group of people getting a social club. No, it is not. Our job is to get Biafra. And that is what we are going to do. Sometimes people may not like our approach. Sometimes our method may be considered slightly brash. Some people may see it as extreme. But the question is, has it always worked? Surprisingly, the answer is yes. I have not come to Biafra to make friends. I have not come to Biafra to drink and socialize with people. I have come here to do what Chukwu Abiyama said I should do. And I am blessed. We are all blessed. All the indigenous people of Biafra answering to Biafrans in their respective countries, as long as you're honest in your heart, as long as you are pure in your thought, as long as you remain without fear in the presence of your enemies, indeed you are one of us. We salute all of you. We salute all of you that are building a memorial to honor those that died that we may live. That come the 30th of May of 2014, the whole world will reverberate to the sound of Biafra. We shall let humanity know that there was a country and there still is a country called Biafra. We must teach them a lesson. Everybody, both those within and those without, both those of them that are real and those that are imagined, every obstacle we come across will be defeated. We have defeated many in the past, and many more will fall as we march. People shouldn't underestimate us at all. If you do, then you are very, very stupid. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you wherever you are. We are making it abundantly clear that come the 30th of May, entering into the 31st of May, this very movement, the way we know it, must change. It must change. We are getting into the phase two of the struggle where careless, useless talk can cost lives. We are not going to risk it. I wouldn't want to lose any of my men. I wouldn't want to lose any of the people that came down here to sacrifice all that they have and they possess in order to serve their country. We can't afford to lose them so that others will not lose hope. That is why we must ensure that secrecy is important from the 31st of May. Secrecy is important. Anybody that needs to know will be told. Anybody calling or trying to find out what they are not supposed to know, they will not be told. Because we are about to do proper freedom fighting. Not sit at home, sit with Okorocha, sit with Jonathan. And after that you sit with Al Mustafa and Muhammad Abacha. No. We stand here beside the truth. Because without truth we are nothing. Without truth we could not have accomplished what we have done till today. Everything we promised you, we are working on them. All of them. Anything we say we are going to do, invariably we do it. That is why our adversaries understand that picking a fight with us is futile, because you will lose. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed. I have a cross section of them here. Not all of them in entirety. We are hopeful that by tomorrow we shall be here assembled. Those of us that left everything that we are doing abroad, those of us that sacrificed all that we could sacrifice, everything humanly possible to ensure that our service to our beloved country called Biafra land is complete and total without prejudice. The love we have for our country cannot be quantified. That is why everything humanly possible will be brought to bear to ensure the coming of this glorious Biafra. Somebody came to me today and said we must go somewhere. I said where? They said I have somebody that should work on this very monument. We went there and we brought a little boy to come to the site where we are building the monument that you are paying for. The boy said, this is the very piece of land where my grandfather discovered the plot by the saboteurs to underrail what we are doing in Biafra land. This is the exact place that Ifeajuna was arrested, here in Enugu, where Ifeajuna brought in Hausa people. That same piece of land, believe it or not, is where our monument stands. Amazing, isn't it? Amazing. And when I said to the boy, you will work on this very monument, he gave me a prize that he was going to use to work on it. And I told him, I don't want to argue with you. He said he doesn't want to argue with me either, that he will start work tomorrow. When they finish, we discuss anything we want, we can give to them. Him and his family. The grandfather, after that expose of our traitors, became the right-hand man of our late general, D. Modumegwu Ojukwu, until the end of the war. Everybody knows him. In other words, where your monument rests, isn't it ironic, was where the saboteurs stood and plotted the overthrow or the takeover of Enugu by Hausa Fulani men. There we stand in defiance. In complete defiance. Anybody that understands what we are doing will understand that we are not patriots. I am not a patriotic Biafran, no. I am a fanatic. I am a lunatic for my country. I must make it very, very clear. I don't believe in niceties and diplomacy that gets nobody anywhere. I speak the truth because that is what I have been mandated to speak. Even if it leads to my death, the truth must be spoken because that is the essence of who we are. Without truth, we are nothing. We shall go around this very place and ask each and every person to please once again acknowledge our people that very monument being built was made possible by Biafrans. Those of them who are everywhere in the diaspora and here at home, that very magnificent structure, the best of its kind anywhere in Africa when it is finished, is being made possible by Biafrans. All of you, I do not know, but you were touched and led by the Spirit to understand that what we are doing is just, to understand that what we represent is the very finest you can find in us. Or in any humanity for that matter. I salute all of you. I salute you. You will be immortalized forever and ever. Anybody that looks up to our monument will say, these are the people that built it. These are the people that made it possible. You will be remembered for what you have done for your country. Because there is nobody that comes to that very place. Frank came today to that very place from Germany. He couldn't believe it. He didn't want to go back anymore. He said, this is beautiful. There is nobody that comes that doesn't say that. Because Chukwu Abiyama is with us. All these things that we are doing is not by our strength or might, but because the Almighty Chukwukike, the maker of the heavens and the earth, to whom and upon whom every honor and glory goes to. Every blessed day, Chukwukike is with us. This is his country. This is his dwelling place on earth. If this place is not set free, why do we bother praying? But we know that God is just, that Chukwukike is just. He does not change from generation to generation, from eternity to eternity. That is where Biafra will come. Not for anything we have done, but by the very grace of Chukwukike that he bestowed on us, because we are his children. We welcome you. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Once again, my name is Osto Keke. We welcome you, our brothers and sisters, friends of Biafra, for today's edition of Radio Biafra Live from our studio here in Enugu, our capital. I happen to come from Orumba South LGA Umuze in Anambra State. Thank you for staying tuned.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening. Good evening to Biafrans worldwide. I welcome you all to our broadcast right here from the capital of Biafra. My name is Choka Bosa. I'm from Umudioka in Nauka South. I welcome you all.
Thank you very, very much.
Hello, Biafrans all over the world. I bring you greetings from Biafra land. My name is Ebere Chukwuani Bogu. I am from Kpologu. Kpologu is in Nsukka. Nsukka is in Enugu. Enugu is in Biafra land. Stay tuned.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello, Biafrans all over the world. My name is Chioma Amarillis. I come from Onitsha in Ezinihite, MBC. I want to say welcome and stay tuned.
Thank you.
Hello, Biafrans. I'm Imamoloku Idani from Idemili North Biafra land. I say to you all that are listening to Radio Biafra now, spread the good news. And what is that good news? That the Biafra is around the corner. Happy listening.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much to all of you, those who are here and to those who are not, those of them who are on their way to this very place. Believe it or not, we run an open door policy. People come here to see us. I don't know, somebody said, I don't know if it was Brother Mamis, I don't know who said it, that when you're looking for something that belongs to you, there is no fear. It's only when you hide. Do you know that sometimes when you hide, that thing that you're running from come there to meet you? People don't know that. We don't hide where we are. Go and ask all of them. Once you come here and say, I am somewhere in Enugu, either come and see me or let me come down, our doors are open. How many people slept here last night? 2 people. Stayed here with us. And how many are we here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Is it 7, including, okay? Plus 2 other people. 9 of us here last night. Because we don't say that a place is a freedom house where you cannot come in and be free. We didn't name this very headquarters freedom house or bondage house. But if you come here, go and ask Dr. Gedu Zokwe, if you come here, you're one of us. You stay with us, you eat what we eat. You use the well water that we used to have a bath. That is what we use. Well, really well, to have a shower. We cook with it. And you eat it, and nothing will happen to you because you are in your land. That land is called Biafra. We must welcome you once again wherever you are. Please tell your friends. Don't forget to tell your friends wherever you are. I acknowledge the very wonderful work being done by some of you secretly and some of you in the open. I acknowledge the work of those of them of the editorial board of Radio Biafra. I have not been giving a very right mention to the work that Carol Monday is doing, and I do so this very evening, working tirelessly hard all the time, who, with her help and her contribution, has made a very indelible contribution to ensure we are where we are today. We remember Carol Monday for all her work, for all that she is doing, and we pray that she must and should continue to do so in time to come until Biafra comes, so that she can come here and we can crown her Lolo for good out in the open. Thank you very much, and we welcome you wherever you are. Once again, the number to call should you wish to join us any time that our line opens must and should remain +234 8100 904 599. I repeat, +234 8100 904 599. Some people are asking me, when is the cutoff line or deadline for their contribution. And I say to them, you can belong to gold, silver, or bronze category up until the 25th of this very month. After that, no more. Those of you that are building this very monument, if you don't want your name to be mentioned, that is fine. But those of you that want your names to be mentioned, your names will be immortalized even whilst you're alive. For everybody that looks at that very monument, will tell them, those that built it. We cannot say Biafrans built it, no. Some Biafrans built it. Those who are patriotic, those who understand freedom, and those that know that this is more important than anything in the process we're undertaking. You must acknowledge those that fought and died for you. That is the most singular important thing you have to do. Sometimes I keep wondering, how come those of them that came before us never did it? Do you know why they did not do it? Because Chukwu Abiyama did not call them to do it. Now that he has called us to do it, every idea, everything that we do is not only ordained but guided by the Spirit from above. That is why we are without fear before our enemies. And Biafra is going to come. Just watch and see. The news headlines for today and accompanying news summary are here. We shall delve into them. And as we do so, we shall also invite you to make notes of the things that you would like to say once the presentation is over and when our lines does open. We are reporting today on the 19th day of May 2014 that many Igbo people are dead in Kano, suicide, car bomb attack. Igbo people and the Igbos, they have killed Igbo people again in Sabongeri in Kano. The world media are reporting Christians killed. Yes, they are Christians. Yes, we are all born and baptized as Christians, yes. But those being killed in Sabongeri in Kano are Igbo people. It is Igbo people that live in Sabongeri in Kano. Anybody in doubt should go and conduct a census of that very place. These are the things I have written to CNN to undertake. I have also asked BBC and all major players to do the same thing. Go and find out the people that live in Sabongeri. You will understand that what is happening is a slow annihilation of a race. And it's not very good. As we broke this news yesterday live on air, that our people have been killed, we are confirming it this very evening from here in Biafra land. That scores are feared dead in Kano suicide car bomb attack. In other words, many Igbo people are feared dead in Kano suicide bomb attack. How Nigerian government squandered $23 billion on failed security in 4 years. Good luck, Jonathan squandered. The very imbecilic and weak president of the zoo squandered $23 billion in 4 years on a failed security strategy. Oil marketers are stealing from the zoo with inflated project costs. What is new? A politician is inflating even the cost of running his office. What do you expect? You set the tone. Foreigners will come in and they will quite simply walk away with your money. After all, this place is a zoo full of baboons and chimpanzees who can't reason. If you doubt me, come down here and drive on the road. You will understand what I'm talking about. They come. Most people don't know that Nigeria has no way of counting how much crude oil is actually going out. There is no meter. In other words, you can put in your tanker and fill it up and tell them you only took 2 barrels and they will say yes, pay me. Of course, you have to give bribe in the process. That is why the US government said that they thought that Nigeria was corrupt before they came. Now that the country is hopeless, that they can't even work with the military. United States said we cannot work with Nigerian soldiers because they are too corrupt. If we give them sensitive intelligence from the USA, they will sell it to our enemies. Because here you can bribe a field general. A major general can be bought. with money. That is the price you pay for having rampant corruption in the system. Boko Haram terrorists, police tightening security around two Benue schools, as if that can stop a suicide bomber. Father sets ablaze a two-year-old son in Imo State. A father burns a two-year child in Imo State. The adopted son of General Buhari, the Boko Haram sponsor, the chief arms importer into the zoo, the man who is a one-man crusade, a jihadist, has been arrested for 20 million naira scam. The son of General Buhari has been arrested. And the police are telling us that another bomb explosion has been averted in Kano. I don't know how that is possible, but we shall see. A blast hit Kano on Sunday, as we reported live yesterday by Radio Biafra, in a street with many bars and night spots. We are going to spend time to analyze this very news this evening. A blast hit Kano on Sunday in a street with many bars and night spots. Who goes to bars and night spots in Kano? Igbo people. Who owns bars and night spots in Kano? Igbo people. I'll continue. The blast took place in an area inhabited by Christians from southern Nigeria, according to Reuters news agency. Have you seen how deceitful these people are? Do you see why we are on Facebook spreading our own message? Do you see why you have to tweet every Tuesday? Do you see why you have to send messages or inbox to your friends on Facebook and other social media platforms? If you allow any of these European houses to report your news, this is what you get, and I'll read it so you understand it. The blast took place in an area mostly inhabited by Christians from southern Nigeria, the Reuters news agency reported. How many Yoruba people are in Sabongeri? How many Yoruba people go out to drink in Sabongeri and go to nightclub in Sabongeri? How many Hausa people, I ask, go to those places? How many Fulani? And how many Igbos go there? The businesses are owned by Igbo people. The people attending these places are Igbo people. They have been killed. And Reuters news agency, a respected news organization, what they are saying is that southern Christians, in other words, giving the impression that even Yoruba Christians are there. So that way, foolish Igbo men and women all over the world, those of them in America and in Europe, that will go every weekend, they put on an isiago, and they on top of it, they are wearing a trench coat. They will not understand. Their brains will not tell them that their people are being killed. Do you know why? Because a white person did not say it. Any day CNN comes up and says, Igbo people are being killed. Now they wake up. Where is Obi Ezekwesili? Where are all those useless Igbo named actors and actresses talking rubbish about Chibok girls? Your relatives have not been killed. Where is Obi Ezekwesili? Is anybody carrying any placard with hashtag? That says no. Because we are weak. Because we are as imbecilic as Jonathan. Because we are spineless. We are cowardly. And we are not men. They are killing us. Sabongeri, all the houses there, the hotels, the restaurants, and the bars are exclusively owned by Igbo people. They go to Jenya Park, they bomb us, they say, oh, it's a motor park. Who owns the motor park? Who are the people that travel in so-called luxurious buses? Who are the people that migrate like the wildebeest on the plains of Serengeti? Is it not us? I feel sorry for our people. We are being killed. Our people are being killed. Next time it will be your relative or yourself. And then you will understand that there is no place like home. You people must come back from the north. If you stay there, you will die. We must continue. For a country to arrive, we are now reporting on how the zoo, the zoological republic full of animals, baboons, monkeys, orangutans, you look at them and you think they are human, but they are not. They cannot reason. They can't think properly. They don't have any light. No good roads. They cannot pump ordinary water that nature gave us for free. There is nothing they can do. All they can do is loot. Loot money. And buy takeaway food, fast food. That's what they do. For a country to arrive and become a noble member of the modern global community, it must have foundationally be rested upon three pillars of democracy and good governance, civil liberties and rule of law, and security and safety. Each of these three pillars cannot stand without the other. Where there is no democracy, there is no good governance. Where there is no rule of law, there are no civil liberties. And where there is no security, safety becomes the scarcest commodity. Such is now the situation upon a zoo calling itself Nigeria finds itself, especially now. This is an expert and criminologist. His name is Emeka Ume Agbalasi. He writes very brilliantly. He's writing about the nonsense called the zoo. I get worried sometimes when people write and theorize a lot. I hate theory. Oh, do you know, I believe in Biafra. Biafra is going to come today, it's going to come tomorrow. What are you doing to realize or put in place or to practicalize what you're theorizing about? The same thing, our dear brother, he's a very learned man. I like him. He writes very brilliantly. And here he says, it is no longer news that Nigeria operates a woefully failed security system, but what saddens seminal minds in the criminological secularization and rest of the world is that the country's political and security managers have grown and entrenched a culture of immunity from change. The country's political and security managers have continued to apply security and public governance methods used in the days of used since the beginning of time when the Neanderthals were walking the face of the earth. You see, Hausa people are very stupid. They think if you take guns and you're parading the street and you're killing people every blessed day, somehow that will bring security. America is a gun-owning society. America, if I'm not mistaken, has one of the highest crime rates in the world. Because people pick up guns and go to rob and steal. Sometimes you can be going to work and somebody will come from nowhere and shoot you dead. Having guns or arming security services cannot give you peace. Countries like Norway and Sweden, Scandinavian countries, and to an extent Great Britain, where the police are not routinely armed, do not witness this scale of security degradation as currently is the case in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, of which, sadly, is still saddening Biafra land. Very sad. And people don't know, from what our brother is writing here, what people do not know is that Nigeria have spent $23 billion on security. Do you know what they spent it on? Arms, uniform, boots. The same money, this is common sense, you see, the same money you can use to stop crime. If you invest that money in infrastructure, if you create jobs by building infrastructure, I will give them a free piece of advice. If you want to improve healthcare in our, you don't want me to give them advice? After all, they didn't pay my school fees. My father did. I won't give it to them. I reserve it for Biafra. Because in this new Biafra, but I can say what we're going to do in Biafra, and I can copy from it. Oh, God. In the new Biafra, let me tell you how we're going to stop crime in Biafra land. In Biafra land, we will use you so much that by the time you get home, you want to eat and sleep and go to sleep. There will be no time for you to think about crime. Our engineers, as you graduate, in fact, once you do your 2 years and your IT, you are doing something in the field that you studied. People say, but how is that possible? Very, very simple. We have limestone at Nkalago. We have iron ore in Ebonyi. We have, there is a factory here that is closed, and it's called Niger Steel. Do you know what it takes? Hi, this is your genie, believer. Do you know what it takes to build a sewage system that works properly, including roads and railways and all the rest of it? It's steel and limestone. Because sand occurs naturally, we have stones everywhere. You get your graduates to build a sewage system. Once you build a sewage system, you can collect every surface water that you have. You can purify the water and redistribute it through a metering system. So rather than you going out to buy pure water, you don't know where it is made, you use the same money and pay to have clean drinking water. Now listen very carefully. It is not rocket science. It's so easy. The same. So rather than us having pure water all over the place, the money you pay to the water board or to the very utility company distributing water is what we would then use to pay for everybody working in the water industry. Not just the water. There are engineers working as well, developing new ways to purify water to take away impurities. And that is one thing. I am not an agronomist. I did not study agri science, so I do not know the impact of fertilizer in the environment. But they must look for ways to purify our water so that we do not get typhoid. Nobody will build a house again and go to the compound and dig up a hole and say it's soak away. That contaminates the water table, not in Biafra land, no. That is why, believe it or not, 70% of the buildings in Biafra land will be knocked down and built again. Those owning those properties will be compensated. But we are going to build our cities in such a way that the gas you're burning in your house will come from the gas fields in Oba. In Enugu, you will turn on your gas cooker. The gas will come direct from Oba to your home in Enugu to cook with. No more gas cylinder. You cannot get all these things unless you build in a gridded system. By gridded system, we mean you pipe electricity underground, you pipe water, and you pipe gas. After all of that, you make sure that the nearest sewage system is less than 200. We have stones everywhere. We have sand, even in the Commonwealth River. And we have cement, limestone at Nkalago. Ask yourself, therefore, what is stopping you from building magnificent structures to house people who are homeless? The only thing stopping us is wickedness. But in the new Biafra, we know how to structure our society that everybody becomes meaningful. Everybody. We are going to refine palm oil. There are 73 derivatives from palm oil. We are going to build our roads with palm oil. The roads in Biafra land will be white, not black. Black is tarmac, where you use tar. You use what they call bitumen. No, we cannot use that. We are going to use vegetable oil to build our roads in Biafra land, as to bind our aggregates together. Our roads will be white, not black. Very soon I will tell you the reason for that. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. The Inspector General of Police, the IGP, Mr. Mohammed Abubakar, has ordered the strengthening of security in all boarding schools in and around Makurdi, Benue State. The first public relations officer, Frank Kamba, in a statement yesterday in Abuja, said that the order became necessary as a result of a recent threat letter purportedly issued by elements claiming to be Boko Haram members to two all-boys secondary schools, Government College Makurdi and Mount St. Gabriel College Makurdi. Consequently, Benue State Police Command, working in conjunction with the State Ministry of Education and the affected schools authorities, has strengthened surveillance in the schools and other boarding schools within Makurdi Metropolis, he stated. Mba added that the police has commenced investigations aimed at ascending the source and authenticity or otherwise of the said handwritten letter now in possession of the force. When did the police checkpoint stop a suicide bomber? They don't understand. The world witnessed modern day suicide bombing in 1982 in Beirut in Lebanon. And after that very encounter, the Americans
packed their bags and left Lebanon for good. Suicide bombing do not respect checkpoints or a policeman in uniform. That is rubbish. If they are coming at you at speed to ram your position, there is nothing you can do about it. It's been primed to go off. It is too late. The only thing that can stop Boko Haram is a division of this very abominable entity that most black people don't know was put together by a white man. That is why one thing I find fascinating about African people. You can conquer them, there is no problem. Once you bring your gun and sword and kill them, enough of them, they will believe in anything you believe in. Most of them still do not know that Nigeria came about as a result of killing of our people. Frederick Lugard and the West Africa Frontier Force had to kill our people in order to have one Nigeria. And today they say, oh, I'm a Nigerian. So why won't you allow us to go to war to bring Biafra down? Why? Because it is not a Muslim doing the killing. Amazing. The two schools or four schools we bombed, we don't really give a toss. The more people they kill, the closer the end to the zoo becomes. So the whole world can see it. Christians in the south, living in Kano. You can see how people are lying. These are journalists that claim they went to school. The simple investigative tools and techniques of journalism eludes them. They don't investigate. Who are the people living in Sabongeri? Why are they being targeted? Ah, dear Lord. A father allegedly threatened other community members. A two-year-old boy was allegedly set ablaze by his own father at Omo Ahimikenga village, Ezudu Autonomous Community of Ezinihite, Mbise, local government area of Imo State. That is Chioma's village. The tragic incident happened on May the 10th. Uchechi Nwogugu had reportedly poured petrol on his little boy before setting him on fire for misbehaving. According to Nwogugu's neighbor, he saw the former carrying a container of fuel and allegedly saying he would teach his son a lesson for defecating on his cloth. This is a two-year-old. This reminds me of what happened. I went to a very fine primary school, a very posh school for that matter, hasten to add. Library Avenue Primary School in Omoy. At library, this UG not run. I don't know. Every primary school in Biafra land will be built like an hotel. In other words, the toilets will be washed every 4 hours. Do you know that in my primary school at Library Avenue Primary School in Omoy, in those days before, that is where the government house sits now. They have then moved us to model. They moved the letter people to model primary school by the time I went to government college. Do you know that there is no toilet in Library Avenue Primary School? It's not functioning. And you have children in the morning, they will have breakfast. They don't have any way of easing themselves. These children will soil themselves and the teachers will be beating them. Oh God. Somebody wrote the other day that had it been black people that is in charge of the world, there will be darkness everywhere. There is a level of wickedness and deceit we have in us. There is a conspiracy that we are born with inside us that predisposes us to evil. That is what we are going to cure using Radio Biafra. For light to come into us, we are too wicked sometimes. A two-year-old, can you want an alpha about 2 years? What does the child know? 2 years. You don't have proper toilet in your house. May Chukwuabiam help us. You can see why without Biafra we are all doomed. The level of stupidity that we uncover on a daily basis is astonishing. Astonishing. Something so simple. What does it take to build a toilet? Lesson number 2 today. It takes clay. Oro, clay. Nzu. That is all it takes. You mix it up and you fire it at very high speed. That is how you have ceramic. The toilet pan that you sit on. Everything is in Omoa here, you see. We have ceramic industries. but surprise, surprise, it's closed. So you have to go to China to import toilet pans. And because you go to China to import it, it is now out of reach of ordinary people because of the cost of importation. But these things you could have made in Omuaha, ceramics in Omuaha, and decide to sell it for 1,000 naira if need be. Because of that, a little boy is fighting for his life because ceramics in Omuaha is not working. Everything in life is interrelated. Everything is connected together. That is why political economy is very important. Political economy is the marriage of economics and politics at the initial startup point of any country's life. You need politics to help economics to take off. Without it, you can't survive. Especially in a country where there are no guaranteed lines of credit. Lines of credit means you cannot go somewhere to borrow money. Okay, let's do, for example, Niger Sem is closed, Niger Steel is closed, Anamco is closed, ceramics is closed. What is stopping ceramics from opening? Maybe updating of the machinery. Is that correct? Yes. How do you update the machinery? You go and borrow money from the bank, you buy it, because no, but no one person can buy it. Is that correct? Again, the answer is yes. But the bank will not loan you the money. Even the underwriting bank itself, or even if you go to Bank of Industries or you go to Africa Development Bank and get any of these mushroom banks to underwrite for you, they will say no. They only underwrite buying and selling. Biafra will be beautiful. I assure you. That is why we are not sparing anything in the monuments we are building. When you look at it, you will know what Biafra is going to look like in terms of finesse and beauty and grace. We are not joking. An adopted son of a former military head of state general, Muhammadu Buhari, the Boko Haram sponsor, has been arrested by operatives of the EFCC over alleged 20 million naira. What is 20 million naira to them? Maybe he was going shopping with it locally. What is 20 million? These are people that own mansions abroad, that own Swiss bank accounts, that own strings of high-rise blocks in Dubai. What is 20? Is it? Maybe he dropped from his pocket. Let's continue to see. 20 million naira is there. It's not chicken change. It's not even up to a change. The suspect is Muhammad Buhari. Was arrested over a transaction that had the trappings of voodoo investment scheme. He allegedly obtained 20 million from one Mrs. Florence Nwokocha that went to look for contract, maybe, purportedly to invest in a lucrative oil and gas business with promises of mouth-watering returns to the investor. Buhari was allegedly introduced to a lady by his account officer at Ecobank PLC, and he agreed to pay Nwokocha 30% annual interest on the sum. But once the money was transferred, Buhari cleaned out the account but never paid any interest to the woman. The father wants to be the president of the zoo. It's been reported by Channel Television that around about 9 a.m. this morning, that something resembling a bomb was detected and averted in the ancient city of Kano. According to police operatives acting on intelligence, tracked and recovered a Mitsubishi station wagon car, ash in color, with registration number Kano AE756GSW, loaded with assorted gas canisters, one container of fuel, and other electrical components of improvised explosive devices. The vehicle was recovered at Tafawa Balewa Street, Nasarawa area of the state, and has since been rendered safe by police bomb disposal experts. Stopping one will not stop the rest from coming. They will keep coming. The end of the zoo is nigh. It is our duty, our responsibility, to prepare ourselves for what is to come. That thing starts on the 31st of this very month. This is Radio Biafra. That is the news and accompanying news summary. I believe that the barrister is with me. The very eminent barrister himself, Anthony at Law, Barrister Mamezi, if you can hear me, please acknowledge. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I'm here.
You're a good man. Please, barrister, start by introducing yourself. You will acknowledge us all over the world, regardless of our location this very evening or morning or afternoon, depending on where you are. You will then proceed, please, to make sense where sense doesn't exist. Please, go ahead.
Thank you, Director, and good evening to you. Good evening to all of you out there, seated from our sister Ebere Anibogo, Kechuku and Osita Okeke, Chioma Amareles, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it well. And all the rest of you out there, somebody was asking me, is Amareles Igbo or Yoruba? I said I'll find out from Chioma.
What is it?
I think I've said this on air before. Amaryllis is a flower that is indigenous to South Africa, actually. So it's an African flower.
It's an African flower.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, as far as it's Africa, that's fine.
Yeah. And it's her middle name. She says it's her middle name. And what is your surname?
Ahagote.
Ahagote. Yeah. Please go ahead. Barrister, continue.
Okay, thank you. I mean, of course, Ahanotu will be more preferable. And of course, Director is there with you. I'm not sure Director has noticed the amaryllis you're telling us. Otherwise, I would have told you to control it and turn it upside down.
Exactly. Exactly.
Anyway, whichever way, I thank all of you out there with all the support, help, and assistance you're rendering to Director to make his job effective and efficient. Biafrans are all over the world supporting. I thank you, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are listening to this evening. And of course, the news is continuous. Killing, killing, killing. Who are the people killed? Us, the Biafrans, especially the Igbos, that refused to leave and go home and start their businesses back from their own land. I was told that the Igbos who are doing trading are just doing it at their own peril, because even the houses do not buy from them. They are selling to one another. The houses do not buy products sold by the Biafrans and the Igbos there. I don't know why you prefer your life to be wasted just for the sake of saving some money and living cheaply. That is all this about. Living cheaply and saving money so that you become the richest in the whole world. While you are trying to do that, you are being killed on a daily basis. Even the money you've made, you can't even enjoy it, because your life has been wasted, been smoked off from you. And that is what is a big shame, that Biafrans, we are not listening, we are not learning. Since 2009, Radio Biafra has been telling all of you to leave the north. You will see some of them who still call. They are in Zungeru. Some are in Kafanchan. Up to today, and the alarm bell is continuously ringing. Go home, go home, go home. There is an extinction business going on here to kill all of us out by those whose killing of others is not a problem. It's part of their culture. It's part of their regime. It's part of their system. Killing you is not a big deal for the...
Barrister, have you lost me, or have we lost you? I think we've lost the barrister. We have lost the barrister. Our lines are open anyway. It is open. Let us try and take this call before. Yes, if barrister can join us, please. He's more than welcome to come back. We have a caller on the phone. Your name and where you are, as we wait for the barrister to reconnect with us. Your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, hello. I'm from Moscow, Russia. My name is Harrison Chukwudi Ifeka from Igemili Local Government, Anambra State, Abatete.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Hello, my brother.
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, the world is listening. Please go ahead.
Yes, my brother. This is my first time calling you, and this is my first time about hearing about Biafra. We are in Moscow, Russia. My friends told me about Biafra. We are having a meeting about Biafra. And honestly speaking, I'm tired of the way Alpha maltreat us. I'm tired of the way the evil people follow Alpha to maltreat us. I'm telling you that I'm ready to come back to Nigeria to fight for our life. And I told my friend that introduced me about Biafra, that I don't need to carry gun. I don't need to carry bomb. But only I need to carry Bible, the God. I need to carry God, the Bible, to follow this war. Because I know with God, we will defeat them. Because our God is God of Israel. We are for Israelites. We must be free. I thank you so much for what you are doing. Because God told me, this is the time for Biafra to be free. God has told Egyptians, the Zoom, the Nigerians, the Jonathan, the evil man. God has told them, leave my people to go. I'm ready to go.
What's happening this evening? I don't know. Barrister was cut off, and also now our dear brother calling us from Moscow has also been cut off. This is Radio Biafra. We are announcing our lines are now open. Our Skype line is also open. You're more than welcome to call us if you wish to do so. That this is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting live and direct from our studios here in Enugu, the very capital city of Biafra land, on this very day, the 19th day of May in the year of our Lord 2014. We must all remember the 30th of May. Our brother was talking about the 30th of May and also trying to imply that the time has come for us to march forward, for us to march with a sense of purpose, a sense of direction, a sense of conviction more than anything else, to ensure that Biafra comes as quickly as possible. Wherever you are, once again, we are welcoming you, that this is Radio Biafra. Our line, should you wish, I don't know what happened and why the line went funny, why it just cut like that. It's quite unusual. The number to call is +234 81 00 904599. I repeat, +234 81 00 904599. This is Radio Biafra. And this evening we are reporting the way that Reuters news agency reported the issue of the killing in Sabongeri, the latest killing of Igbo people in the north. And what did they say? That Christians were killed. And we're saying that is a lie. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, my name is Ifeanyi Chukwuemeka. I'm calling from Trondheim in Norway.
Please go ahead.
Director, I appreciate all the work you are doing with the members of the Radio Biafra Board of Trustees. The director, please, don't be annoyed of what I'm trying to say, because I'm highly disturbed here. When I hear that you are driving on the road, you know, I'm highly disturbed, because you really have to be, you don't really have to come out to say, what can they do to me? Because all eyes on you, there's no two ways about that. And these evil people, they don't like the evil Nigerians. They don't like good things. Mainly when the good thing is coming from Biafran land, they will do the best they can to bring it down. So to me, I am telling you how I am concerned, mainly about yourself. Because, Director, I must be honest to you, as soon as this voice that we are hearing, we don't hear it no more, nobody will come out. Everybody will off his machine. So I am saying that a 100% care, you must take absolutely care in your going out, or even, I have said it before, people antagonize me on the phone, but I know what I'm saying. On the 30th of May, please don't come out. You can broadcast, but don't come out. This is anything precautionary measures, please. Because as soon as your voice is no longer heard, this journey is ruined. I'm telling you, I don't know how another person might say it and antagonize me, but I know what I'm saying here, and then all my mind, all my reasoning, all my thinking is towards the restoration of Biafran state. So what I'm saying in effect is that I'm not too comfortable when you are talking on how you are driving on the road and what happened on the road. Because these people, once they identify that you are the one, my brother, the game takes another dimension. So I'm talking about precautionary measures. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the advice. We take precautionary measures. But sometimes I have to drive because of the way, you know, we're very busy. Very, very busy. We have a lot of work to do.
Director, please. Like you said the other day, that this is freedom fighting. You are the head of the freedom fighting. And the head is being targeted. Sometimes you have to drive. The head is being targeted. You said it on the air. Is that the way to do freedom fighting? Freedom fighting, the head does not come out and say, what can you do to me?
We're not doing that anywhere. It is called baiting. We don't bait people. We don't come out and I don't go about announcing with a badge and saying, this is who I am, come here and get me. No, we're not that foolish, because we know that we have work to do for our people. Sometimes, if we are not very open, I can go to the nearest park. We went through a bridge today. That one is called IBB Bridge, IBB Flyover. There is a Murtala Muhammad Park. There is Bisala Road. I think you have the names of Hausa people here than in any other place, not even in Kano. You have more Hausa streets in Enugu more than in Kano. I cannot go to Murtala Muhammad Park and stand up and say, hey, come here and get me. No, we are not that stupid, because we know we are also, as people are praying for our safety, we are also taking precaution that we may do our work. The work we are doing is very important, I know, to our people, and we must be able to stay alive to do it. And we are taking every precaution to ensure that that happens. But as you well know, in life, you cannot guard against everything. People cannot come to Enugu and say they want to see us, and we say you can't see us. You understand? So that is why. Thank you very much for your advice anyway. It is well taken. Thank you very, very much. The lines are open wherever you are. Is the barrister with me? Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Please go ahead.
Yes,
please
go ahead. Yes, director, thank you. I'm just reading something from my inbox. A fellow Biafran, well, I suppose, or maybe I hope, asking me that he hopes we are not starting a war that we cannot finish. Now, I'm trying to question if this guy is a Biafran or somebody who came through the back door. You know, I check who I employ into my Facebook. How can somebody, you just heard that there is another bomb attack in Kaduna, and who are those people killed? Director, let's follow the argument. They are Christians. Who are Christians? It's a Biafran. Let's allow it to run. Christians. Who are the people who are in the shops and selling things away from their homeland? The Biafran. So let's follow the argument. It's Christians. And it's good for Christians to also know that they are still being killed, irrespective of the fact they don't want to talk about religion on air. And yet they are still being killed. Me and Uche touched about this yesterday. I spoke on it. We are being killed on a daily basis. Who are the people killed? Christians. And this guy asking me, are we sure we will finish what we are about to start? Are we sure we are not going to behave like Ojukwu, who ran away and left his people? Is that not a kind of misconception?
No, barrister, it is not. It is not misconception. People are bound to reason that way. It is in their nature. Remember when they used to accuse us that we are like Owasurike? Do you remember? When we were accused.
Yeah.
I said, you people are like Owasurike. You are like Mossop. Barrister, in our lifetime, yesterday, Owasurike said he's no longer doing. So we have overcome that problem. Nobody can come again and say you are like Owasurike. But we are still continuing to look for Biafra. He has dropped. Is that correct? The only day they will stop saying that, Barrister Mamezu, is the day we get Biafra. And that very day we can go about and say we have done something that people thought is impossible to do. And from that place I will go fishing at Iyojita. As simple as that.
Yeah, Director, you see, I wouldn't ask such a question if my people are being killed on a daily basis. Now, if I put a question to you, what about myself? What is my contribution to making sure that my people are not being killed again? So for me, it's not a question a right-thinking Biafran should to ask.
Of course not.
Are we sure we are not going to start something we will not finish? To me, that is not a Biafran question.
It can never be.
You know, I read in between lines.
It can never be.
I'm not sure if a Biafran man will ask this question. Maybe, but I'm not mentioning his name. And I'm sure he's listening. And he should ask himself if his question is righteous
and if he meant what he asked here in my inbox. For me, it's not a good question as a Biafran to put it to me, whilst our people are killed on a daily basis in a quest to wipe all Biafrans out of their homeland and to reoccupy again. I wouldn't ask that question. And of course, I will not give an answer to that. Honor it within you. Are it righteous with you? Certainly within your conscience. But for me, it's not a good question to ask Biafrans. Whilst your people, you stand aside. I don't know what you're doing. You're standing aside and your people are being killed. Probably you're one of these people whose Alhaji has made their bed. And of course, you don't care whoever is killed. But I do care here on Radio Biafra. Why we preach and talk about the restoration of Biafra is so that the killing of our men, women, children will stop. My brother, if indeed you're a Biafran, I assume you're a Biafran, but such questions should not come from you, and I wouldn't like to entertain such a question again. The son of daughter son of Buhari, how many times have most of them been caught in such situation, fraud and all the rest of it? It doesn't go nowhere. Bribery and corruption will take place and he'll be released. It's only when a Biafran is accused, that is when the judiciary, that is when their own justice spin into action. But when Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram and the Yorubas are caught in fraud, nothing happens. It's just a news. It's a flash news and it will go by. Remember the Yoruba police officer, retired, who was given money to be given those who are working. He took it and ran down here. Have you heard anything about him? No. What about the other guy who embezzled billions? He was bailed. What about Sanusi, Lamido Sanusi? Instead, he took Jonathan to court. And the court awarded him 50-something thousand naira for being retired or being sacked early. But people like our sister, Stella Udwa, they went quietly. And the oil, what fits Nigeria is coming from their own land. But when we say injustice, it's all over the place. We have no place to breathe. We are not in work. We are not doing any business. Even if you try, they will stop your business containers at the wharf. And then when they are rotting, they will release it. And our people will go on their knees begging to release their container, which they suffered to purchase whatever is in it, and they will still suffer to pay in order to bail it out. But you see their product. Who do we have as Abraham in the name of God apart from Chukwu Abiama? And that Chukwu Abiama will lead us to get the Biafra that we've been clamoring for. And this is not a single individual job. If I am affected, all of you will be affected. Note, if I start this, will I be able to finish it? Wherever you are hiding, my brother, they will find you unless you are Hassan. By fighting for what belongs to you, die on top of it is more glorious than somebody shot you when you come out from your door, you didn't do anything. My brother, think very well and think like a man. Think like a Biafran and think very well. That is, I'm standing by.
You will stand by, Barrister. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on the phone. If I am not mistaken, you have been holding for a very long time, for which we are deeply grateful for. Start by giving us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, Castro.
Good evening.
This is Castro Ukume, the treasurer, the indigenous of Biafra in Israel.
Thank you very much.
I came from Amuma in Edo Ekundi, in Biafra land.
Thank you very, very much. Castro Ukume, very strong. The only man that made it possible for even MoneyGram to ban me from collecting money because they were sending me money from Israel. When I went to take the money that Castro sent to me in London, they said, no, your name has been appearing on our computer too much. Please go ahead.
Israel, the official in Israel. under the leadership of Benjamin Netanyahu. We are officially registered today in Israel as the indigenous people of Biafra.
Wonderful.
They said it's not possible. And by the grace of Chukwu Abiyama, we have made it possible today.
My congratulations goes to our coordinator in Israel. My congratulations goes to Emma Amechi, who is our representative for the Middle East. We must commend all of you, the executive, yourself, the treasurer, our PRO in Israel, our dear sister, and also the secretary as well. You have done us proud because spiritually Israel is our anchor point. And today you have done what most people thought was impossible. We told them that with the word Biafra, we don't entertain impossibility. Today we have registered in Israel that even Israel knows that there was a country called Biafra and that there is still a country called Biafra. We salute the whole of you in Israel. We salute all of you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Thank you and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are?
Please, Director, I'm Slevanu Soyeria from Germany.
From Germany. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, please. I want to thank you and all the directors of the Radio Biafra for all the work you have done.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
My brother, I say, may Joe Chukwu Abiyama guide and protect you for this struggle.
You say?
So I'm here now, my heart is bleeding. Because all our so-called the Igbos who they here don't want by the idea of supporting what is happening. Rather than I hear this afternoon that they wanted to go to give us our gears, which they wanted to hold in the Numbeg here, near Munchi. Because we are in Bayan here, the so-called the Igbo meeting where they here. No one was ever wanted to tune the Radio Biafra, so we share tracks. Tell them everything in their so-called meeting, no one. But I'm surprised to hear this evening that they say they wanted to go and protest against the Hausa Fulani children, which nobody knows whether they have already kidnapped or not. You see how our people speak. Even though myself now, I wanted to contact those in the Munchin to follow them on that it. Because no one of them are showing up here upon all the evangelism we do, all the so-called Igbos who they hear. All of them, they answer Ibonengi this and that. No one show up. But what they are after is to remain in so-called darkness of Nigeria.
Yes, but do we have, how about our coordinator in Munich? What is happening in München, as you call it there? What is happening?
München, I wanted to contact them if I don't get the number here. I have searched. There is a time I sent you my distance. I wanted those in the München because those who are here, nobody is interested.
But we have a very strong presence in Munich. I spoke to the coordinator or one of the officers a few days ago. That we have a strong presence in Munich. Are you with us on Facebook? Are you in Biafrans in Germany on that radio?
Yes, I'm in the Facebook. Even though I'm in Facebook with you.
Principally on the page of Biafrans in Germany on that radio.
Yeah. I get somebody, only one person I meet here from, even though the same thing, the person is complaining. But I wanted to get the contact from those in the. In the Munchin now.
What I want you to do is to go to Biafrans in Germany under Radio Biafra and look for or ask for, go to Facebook and ask for the coordinator in Munich.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we are from where we are to Munich, yeah, it's almost 2 to 1 hour drive.
Okay, it is far from Munich, is that what you're saying?
No, it's not too far for me myself, because when they are not showing up here, because I prefer to go and join them on the 30th. Yeah, it's only, it will take me local train, it will take me 1 hour to be there, to be in Munich.
Okay.
From the city where we are in Nürnberg here.
Okay, what you need to do is to go back there and speak to them.
Go back there and speak to them. Contact Chikeke. Do you have a pen and paper with you?
Yes.
I want to give you this telephone number so you can contact Chika. Okay?
Okay.
The number is, I don't know, is it 0152?
0152.
168.
0152.
168 782 9191. Yes, that is Chika Eke.
Chika Eke.
That is correct. Call him now. He's waiting. He rang us on Skype a while ago. Call him immediately. He will tell you what to do. Call him now.
Okay.
Do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yes, please do. Yes, we have a caller also on Skype and also on the phone. The caller on Skype, stay where you are whilst we take the one on the phone. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello. My name is Efa. I'm calling from Nigeria.
Which part of the zoo are you in?
I am calling from Anambra State, Onitsha. There is
Anambra State, Onitsha is in Biafra land, not in the zoo.
I'm sorry, from Biafra land.
Please.
My brother called me from Israel. He's living at Israel. So he just used to listen to this radio Biafra. He's telling me, so I decided to know which distance how will I be getting this radio Biafra here in my distance. So I want to be getting it in radio. How do I be getting it?
You're going to get it if you install satellite tomorrow. You'll get it. My TV. Do you have satellite dish?
Yes, I have satellite dish. My TV.
You can get it on My TV now. Yes.
Okay. Radio or this? I can't get it there.
Not yet. We have not come on that yet. We are working on it. We are working on our transmitter. That hasn't started broadcasting yet. When it does, we shall tell the whole world.
Okay.
But right now, you can get us on satellite. On satellite.
Yeah, My TV.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yes.
I love that. I was having a discussion with my brother living at Israel. So he told me he used to, watch and do this thing. So he told me, he was the one that gave me this number to call. So that's why I called, for me to know where I'm getting, because I like to hear this program, because for some times now, this issue has been like something that's not moving again. So I don't really understand that. So that's why I called, to know how. It's still on.
We can send somebody to you to help you calibrate your system. We'll get somebody to call you immediately after this very program. We'll get somebody to call you. You are in Onitsha, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm in Onitsha, Atawada.
Okay, Atawada in Onitsha. Okay, wonderful. Yeah. We'll get somebody to give you a call right after this very program, and we take it on from there. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Where do we have a caller, please? Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on Skype. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. Good evening, Director. Good evening, fellow Biafrans. Good evening, my great people in the studio. Good evening, our beloved sister, Ebere. Boza, Osita, Marilyn, and the rest of every other person, the Kejuku too. My full hearted greeting to all of you and the wonderful job you all are doing for us. We are so much in love and we appreciate the time, sacrifice, whatever you people are doing. The only person still missing is still me. And good evening, fellow Biafrans all over the world, including all our board members and every other coordinators all over the world. Please, Director, I just wanted to add one point from that brother who called from Nunberg. Nunberg is in Bayan. Please, my brother, that statement you make, I don't think the Igbo chairman in Nuremberg is a Biafran. I repeat it in his absence. The last meeting which we went, which was seminar, every other person, almost all the coordinators we had with the Igbo executives in Germany. That young man, that Igbo coordinator, that Igbo president from Nuremberg was among the people which I asked Odinaka, who was then the PRO for Germany, to take his number and give to them, the present executive, the last executive of Germany. The problem was they were not contacted. We spoke to him. Odinaka can testify what I'm saying. He is a Biafran. I promised them that we will come to their meeting to come and address them. They invited us, but nobody shows up. If anybody contacted them, because what we understand now, some politicians came to Germany, they came in disguise. That is causing a lot of some misunderstanding. We also understand some people who call themselves freedom fighters went to that meeting, and it is not going well. They are going from one city to the other, telling some Igbo executive or some Igbo leaders to hold meeting or rally in the name of bring back our girls. I don't think that individual in Nuremberg is against us. I disagree with that. That Igbo Union president, we had a long time discussion with him, which Odinaka can testify. Odinaka is from Cologne. So my brother, call me, or if you have the number of that man, send me his number immediately. I will reach him. I think things will change. I don't think that guy hates Biafra. I don't think he will go do anything that is against us, because most of them, what they are doing, nobody have cleared them. They don't even know what they are doing, because I disagree with somebody who stayed with us, who was with us, who said, come to my meeting, come and talk to our people. We don't have president in Nuremberg. Will come back and be against us. I think that's one point. Another thing I want to say, here in Kassel, director, we are prepared. We are the only city in Germany who will be traveling 3 hours with fast train. Our journey will start about 7 o'clock on 30th of January, and we will be going to Frankfurt. Everybody in Kassel, 99% of Biafrans living in Kassel will go to Frankfurt to demonstrate. I think we are here. We love what you people are doing. You can count on people from Kassel, both men and women. We are here. We are ready. We are not talking any other thing. All what we are doing is we are getting ready for 30th. For our brothers in Kano, you know, I've said this before. We don't need to be, everybody should stop pretending. The Boko Haram have got what we call soft bomb. Soft bomb, you don't need more than $50 to prepare it. United States can't stop it. Britain can't stop it. Nobody can stop it. This is a very common weapon. Everybody, you can go to market and prepare soft bomb. As far as they have teach them how to prepare soft bomb, they can keep on bombing every day and every day and every day and every day. The only advice for them is they have to find their way towards east, because we cannot fold our hands after 30th and said we won't retaliate, we won't defend ourselves, and we'll free ourselves because of 2 million people who stays in Kano. Well, if they want to be sacrificed, let them be sacrificed. That's the fact. And another thing about this Igbo leader, we don't have Igbo leader. Director, sometimes you keep on saying Igbo leader, you know. These are remnants of Abia Seka. After the Biafran War, our livelihood was tattered. We were replaced by those who supported Gowon. It is still the same people who have been governors, apart from Sam Mbakwe, who happens to be from the Obaras clique. After he became a president, governor, then there was need for the House of Fulani to send their agent, which was Ikemwachukwu, to come and destroy whatever Mbakwe did in Imo State. So everybody in Biafran land who have become a governor or anything, these are all remnants of Gowon and Abia Seka. We will not have any Igbo leader till we comment our heavy fall upon our enemies. So when we clean them up, then Igbos will now have what we call new brick leaders. But at this point, these are Hausa Fulanis ruling us. We are under occupation. We accept it. But I think 40 years has been enough, and this new generation has emerged. Let's wait and see what happened till after 31st of May. Good evening, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Chika. Thank you very, very much for that and for your keen observation on the happenings in and around Germany. We also must commend those of you who are working tirelessly. We understand that the German executive is doing very, very well, that they are working tirelessly hard to ensure that the success of the 30th of May is something to write home about. These are the independent reports and feedback I'm getting from the zonal coordinators, that everybody associated with the work in Germany is doing excellently well, and we want them to continue to ensure that come the 30th of May, that everybody in and around Germany will know that there is a country called Biafra. I must go on to say this very evening that I had this announcement to make, and I must make it, that our coordinator in Indonesia is a part of what we are doing and would like to support what the building of the monument, very, very critical. We also know that there is another brother, if I can find where I put it down. How can I write something and not be able to find it? This is astonishing. I wrote it down somewhere and I can't be able to find it. I think, do I have it here? I do now. Ugwe Onyebuchi, is that correct? Ugwe Onyebuchi? Ugwe Onyebuchi, where is Ugwe Onyebuchi? Where is he? Where is he staying? Switzerland. Ugwe Onyebuchi from Switzerland. We do acknowledge your desire to be part of the building of the monument to the memory of those very brave men and women that gave their lives that we may live. I believe it is the bronze category, is that correct? Bronze category. Ugwu Onyebuchi from Swiss, and also our coordinator in Indonesia, Isaac Eze, that hosted me when I was in Indonesia, has been a very keen supporter of what we are doing and was also able to... that was a wristwatch he gave to me that works with a phone. I'm very grateful for that. Thank you very much. Isaac Eze, thank you very, very much. You're doing excellently well in Indonesia. You are able to do what sometimes even a whole country cannot do. We ask you to keep it up, and we are also encouraging the lives of Ugwu Onyebuchi to come forward to do what is right for their country. This is Radio Biafra. Where else do we have somebody? We have somebody on the phone. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening.
This is Ujosuku Zika calling from Malaysia.
Ozachukwu, please go ahead. Go
Hello,
ahead.
Director.
Yes, Ozachukwu, go ahead. Turn your system down. Turn your system down, please.
I'm from here, a local government area, Lead, in Biafra land.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Director, I want to say today in Malaysia here where we stay, I meet a lot of Igbo people because I will not call them Biafra because they are not behaving like Biafra people. What all these people are telling me, Director, I think sometimes you use a word that is, our people is coward. I think you are just giving them some of pride, because I think if anything more than coward, our people is more than that. Because today I meet a lot of people who say that they are answering evil men, but they are more than stupid. These people are telling me that if Director go to London and study how to scam people, that you just make a story to collect money from our people. I give them some of the instances, the whole promise, the whole thing you told us that you are bidding for us, that the whole promise you make that you forfeit all of them. But these people, they say a lot of rubbish in their mouth. Director, I think in this movie, I think Director has a lot of work to do in our people. Because I don't think the word I hear from our people today, I didn't believe that any bone of a man go answering imminent and say that such of rubbish. Some of them wanted to fight me because I'm talking about Biafra. Director, I don't think in this new Biafra that you have a lot of job, a lot of work to do in our people. Because this mentality our people using it, if you take this mentality to move Biafra, Director, I think we are not going to move forward. But I thank God that God brings somebody like you to come and liberate us from the evil that the British put us into. Because I know that it's evil that British put us into in Nigeria today, in Biafra land, is what putting us in all this problem we are into today.
I agree with you. I don't want people to despair. I said that any time I wake up in the morning, you know, the thing about me is I love criticism. I love it a lot. Because so for some people, when they get criticized, they run away and go into their shell. They become paralyzed with fear. They become paralyzed with hesitation. For me, I love it. Because every developed country in the world, every civilized country, because it can be developed and not be civilized, every civilized country in the world allows the existence of criticism because it makes you better. I welcome it. I don't know if people can remember that when this whole Bilie nonsense was going on a while ago, there were a bunch of little children that said they are part of Biafran group. They were rambling and talking. Today they are writing to me, asking that we should include them in what we are doing. We should consult very widely. We should embrace them. I love it when people say things they cannot substantiate. I love it so much. Because there is nothing better than proving somebody wrong. Can you imagine the faces of MASOP members yesterday? Can people imagine that? It will be priceless. The leader I told them in 2009 is a rogue and a criminal. An idiot came up yesterday to open, 2 days ago on Saturday, interview given to Sun News to say, indeed, I am a Nigerian. I am now into party politics in Nigeria. I love it. Please keep doubting, because the more you doubt, the harder I work. People don't understand this. The more you doubt, the harder we work. That is the way I operate. I programmed myself that way because I saw that that was the trick that white people were using to advance more than any other part of the world. Critique is very good. I welcome it. But there was something our brother said again. There is a way that our people do, you know, because they're Iman DCOG. They don't know what is critique or criticism or slander. They don't understand the meaning of it. They cannot differentiate between all the three. Is somehow, if they can understand it, you will know that criticism is very, very good. I love it, and I welcome it, and I enjoy it. It can only make me better. And in the so doing, it can only make what we are doing better. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you to call us if you have to. Your name and where you are, this is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother.
My name is Ifeanyi Chukwu Emmanuel Okoyonkwu. I'm calling from Bergen.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I want to say good evening, good morning, and good night to all fellow Biafrans around the world. Let me start by saying, if I should be obliged to be having 2 minutes, I want to quickly go back to what happened yesterday. But before I go further, I will plead if the editorial board should have a meeting and know how people should be calling this Radio Biafra, because it's becoming because international people are listening to this our broadcast. Men of in the high offices are listening to this broadcast. So I'm thinking if the editorial board will sit down and know how people should be calling this Radio Biafra, or maybe we have a day we should make it open for all people to call and talk rubbish they want to talk, and maybe some other times only the editorial board will give us information about what is happening or whatever. Then we should be listening than anybody will wake up and call Radio Biafra just he's calling Radio Biafra because if you see that they can call CNN anyhow and start talking anything they like, or they can call BBC or even Sahara Report reporter. You can call them in and start talking.
Our brother from Turkey yesterday was talking about how God spoke to him. He's a man of God, and he cannot defend himself. His people is dying back home, and he has broodness. Maybe he's not a member of this indigenous people of Biafra. He's just wasting our airtime. God spoke to him because Nnamdi Kanu had not said, "Thus says the Lord." That's why he's not a prophet. So we are so disappointed about the man what he's calling yesterday. And the disgracing Chukwu Adam saying that God spoke to him. So, if it is just possible for the editorial board to look into this issue of calling, it will be very, very, very good for us. Maybe have a day we made it open for everybody to call, and they have a special time. If you want to talk, call the office number. Studio number or whatever. You discuss what we want to discuss. If it's something that is allowed, then they will tell you to call Radio Biafra. If something they will not allow to be aired on the air, so that people will not be, the other people who are listening will not be seeing that this night. So we are playing here. Like I want to get challenged, like we are here in Bergen right now. Many people will call. I want to get challenged about what we are doing. It has decided me that Bergen is a place we are working here, people are working here, but can we believe that if you call meeting here, I am, you cannot see anybody, nobody will turn up. And because in this platform, we cannot lie. I want to get challenged when I'm not doing something right. Call me and come to the air so that I did this so that I will change. That's why I'm challenging the people in Norway, particularly in Bergen. Let them take their phone and call. How many people have followed the instruction given by us, by the editorial board? In truth and in honesty, not by talking on the phone or on the air. How many people of us have joined, have registered in the battalion army? Does it mean that they're not working here? How many people have paid their tithes in the area of Biafra? How many people have made their name registered in the monument we are building? Even though you have 1,000 naira, as far as they are not accepting more than 100,000, okay, I have 10,000. I'm giving this 10,000 because David said, I cannot give to the Lord what did not cost me anything. That's 10,000 you give. Maybe they are not putting their name in gold or silver or whatever. But that name will give you with your heart. It's passing all the people who give even 500,000. Everybody has a wisdom to know how to save his money and keep quiet. Let other people carry the burden. And some people are giving people also headache in the work. It's high time we come out from hypocrisy and be real for once. If you talk more too much, I say that you are talking. Thank you, Director. Let me stand by.
Thank you very much. Ifani is one of us. He's one of us in everywhere. I met him in Barcelona, in Spain. Now he is in Bergen, in Norway. And he supports us in what we are doing. He matches his words with action. Before he got in to speak, he was one of those of gold standard that ensured that the building of the monument continued. And we salute all of you. Every Biafran is a partaker, but not everybody built the monument. It's as simple as that. If you want to be part of those building the monument, you have to call a particular number, our office line here, and indicate if you want to belong to gold, silver, or bronze. The number to call is +234 909 466 5824. I repeat, +234 909 466 5824. If you go there and speak to one of us, then you indicate where you wish to belong. I think it's only Sister Florence Nkechi who is in. Three people are in silver. Is that correct? Do we have them? Is it from before or today? Do we have any recent silver? No recent silver. Is that correct? She is the only woman that redeemed. Have the others redeemed themselves?
The other two, they have not. We are going, please, if you made a promise to the dead people that died, you must redeem it before Friday of this week, please. Or Saturday at the very latest. Because we are doing something. Sorry, what do you want to say? Their names? No, not yet. We give them till Friday to mention. If they don't do it, we come here and tell them that they are playing with us. This is not some silly joke. We are very, very serious. Very serious. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? No. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes. Good evening, Director. This is Emmanuel. Emmanuel Chuku from Moscow, Russian Federation.
Please go ahead.
I call regarding about the people in Kano State. How can we help them by sending flyers again so we can try to inform them to leave, because this is the time to do our best to show to.
Can you hear me? They want us to go and help those in Kano. Yes, we can help them by organizing a befitting burial for them. When they bring their bodies home, we organize what is called befitting burial. Do you know all around here, all you can see are posters of painful exit, glorious exit, exit of a legend, return to glory, and call to glory. These are the only things you see on the road. A very morbid culture. Very morbid. Your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone.
Yeah. Good evening. My name is Jude. I'm calling from Italy.
Please go ahead. Which part of Italy are you in?
I'm calling from Torino.
From Torino. Are you part of us in Italy? Are you one of us in Italy?
Yeah, for sure. For real. I'm
please
part
go ahead.
Of the trouble.
Part of the family. We have a worldwide family. Are you part of this family? Hello?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
I am part of the family and I have been listening to the program all this while, and I want to confess that I'm much, much impressed. I'm much more impressed over the whole situation. Now, I am calling the whole Biafran in Italy, all over Italy, exclusive of non place, to join the struggle, to join for survival. The amalgamation that lasted for years ago has expired. If we bring the Biafran to their friends or coming out to demonstrate our freedom, in fact, we shall remain under the bondage. There is a saying that says, it's better to die for struggling, for survival, than to live like a slave. I am calling all the whole Biafrans, indigenous Biafran citizens living in Italy, to come out for the worldwide demonstration on 30th of May. They might not understand the level we have gone through in this struggling, but I could remember last year I had a serious problem with the Switzerland government just because I was passing the territory of the Switzerland with Biafran passport. I don't see the reason why they're supposed to seize my Biafran international passport. The Italian government knew that I am here with the international passport of Biafra. They knew that I'm a Biafran citizen. At the initial time, I demonstrated my power of freedom as a Biafran citizen. All worldwide, commenting in Radio Biafran, we all must stand on our feet to demonstrate our faith for the transition of sovereign state of Biafra. This Nigeria national anthem, they sang that the labors of the Hero Pass will not be for in vain. The labors of our Hero Pass, the labors of the heroes of Biafra should not be for in vain. I am myself with my family, including my generation to come, we are willing to struggle to support for this survival. So our director and all the good work that you are doing, I wholeheartedly support you. I wholeheartedly encourage you. this demonstration of this 30th of May will bring the death and the sovereignty of the Biafran people. In fact, I am number one to get the flag of Nigeria. Watching of what is going on all over Nigeria, Boko Haram, the Northerners, people that we feel, people that doesn't have anything, the parasite on our life, happen to be the vector powers that is engineering Nigeria. All the Igbos and Biafran should know that Nigeria has expired. Let them take away fear. Fear is the only thing that kills human beings. Let them come out with full-heartedness, with all the support, with all the energy which God has given us, with all our resources, to fight for the struggle for freedom, to support for the struggle for freedom. Let us not mind that our own leaders have betrayed us or have failed us in this struggle. Many generations will come. They will fail us. People will disappoint us, but we are not going to give up. We will continue struggling even to the last point of giving our life. But I believe in a particular day, the flag of Biafra will raise before the whole world, even in the United Nations. Freedom is a right, and it is stated in the United Nations Constitution that we should struggle by all means to achieve it. I, myself, Jude Onyekachi, I am struggling by all means, my little corner, to make sure that the sovereign state of Biafra started, stand, affirm, and as a nation that God has ordained before the creation of the earth. I am glad for this.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. Well put, eloquently spoken. He said he had a Biafran passport. That is the only place where he got it wrong. Biafra, do not. We do not have any passport yet because we don't have a sovereign government. Having a Biafran passport printed by a criminal who is now a Nigerian makes no sense to me. Do we have somebody on the line? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? If you can, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my director.
Yes,
good
please.
My director.
Good evening.
In our capital, my name is Mike Alaka. I'm from Ahiala in the land of Biafra. And I'm calling from China. My director, I want to thank you and all the hosts, all the board members of the Radio Biafra, more especially those that are there with you in the studio. I want to thank Ikechukwu Enyago. I want to thank my barrister. I want to thank Chukabosa and OCOKK. Even our sister, Shioma, that came from the United States. I thank both of you, our sister, Rita Nabog. Even our British Biafran Queen, Lord Lokado Monde. We compliment all your efforts and all your work towards this succession of Biafra. I also thank our brother, Dr. Innocent Chapitneza, and also Professor Audenibo, both in the United States of America. I thank them for all their effort toward this resolution. I say that God will bless and keep each and every one of you for all these works in the name of Jesus Christ. My director, I want to encourage you to continue to keep on in your good works. The word of God says in the book of Joshua 1, verse 8 to 5, he says to Joshua, after the death of Moses, when God had picked him to walk and to lead the children of Israel unto the promised land, he says to him, and anywhere the sole of your feet shall tread upon, I will give it to you. Coming from this wilderness unto the Lebanon, to the great river, the Euphrates River, all the land of the Hittite, unto the great seas, toward the going down of the sun, will I give unto you. My director, I want to tell you that God has given you power to possess and go ahead and continue. For God has promised to keep you, and he will keep you as well as on the entire board members of Radio Biafra, all Biafrans all over the world, until you get to our final destination, which is the land of Biafra. In Jesus' name. I also want to advise all the Biafrans all over the world that this is Radio Biafra, and we are the owner of the radio stations, according to how my director has been saying it. Let everyone continue to love each other, and let us stop being saying that when a brother or a sister called, that person doesn't know what he's calling. That was a very wrong statement. Whatever is in somebody's mind will not be at the same time be in the other person's mind. When somebody make a call and speak, that person speak what is in mind. And when that person speak, what is in mind is what he or she speak. And we have to take it I believe that board members of Radio Biafra is wise. My director is wise. And I believe that God will give you people wisdom to continue to keep the contributions and put it in a way that you feel good. But let us stop saying that what someone called and say that it's not good. That was his mind to speak, and that was his contribution. And that should accept them. So that is all I have to say. And I say, may God continue to guide and protect you and to lead into our destination in Jesus Christ. Have a nice day, my director.
Thank you very much. Today. We say amen to that. Well spoken. We say amen to that. Believe you me, all of your prayers do work magic sometimes, I can assure you. Especially, even our dear sister in Frankfurt, who is a reverend sister, that as they are praying in a Catholic church, she is kneeling down praying for the work that we are doing. Praying for all of us, all the time, all the time. As they close their eyes to say Ekele Maria, she is thanking Chukwu Abiyama for the lives of those who are serving their country in truth and honesty. I have not come to do anything else but that very job for which I was born. Chukwu Abiyama is God. We must proceed. We must proceed. Do we have somebody on the line? We should. Your name and where you are. Sorry. We can't bypass this person. I'm very sorry, please. We're coming back to you, the caller on the phone. Your name and where you are, please. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director.
I'm referring to you, Barrister.
Yes, Director.
Thank you. I don't know if we can hear you. Continue speaking. There is nothing, there is something. Can I have a place? Because it's not fixed in properly. Barrister, can you hear me? No, there is something. Barrister, just hold on. You know that your line is a hotline. Every secret service is monitoring your call. Anytime Barrister calls, something happens. So you must bear with us. Exactly, it's fine now.
My voice must have been landmine.
Yes, it's okay now. Please go ahead.
Are we there or am I gone?
No, Barrister, the world is listening to your voice. The very unmistakable voice you possess.
Not sure I'm connected again.
You are connected, Barrister. Can you hear me?
Barrister, I don't think... Let me check.
Can you hear me?
I don't think...
Barrister, can you hear me?
Director. Now I can hear you now.
Hey, please go ahead.
I can hear you. Yes. Yeah, thank you, Director. I'm trying to react. Back to the information that came from Israel that they have registered. So I'm so grateful. I'm using this opportunity to thank every member of the executive for the actions we took has produced an almighty result, because we wrote a letter to that effect. I'm sure Uchebe Four will be delighted too, because he speeded everything up. And the letter was constructed. We all tabled our signature down. And now passed to Emmanuel himself, who is the coordinator for Israel. And he has done his best to make sure that they are registered. Very grateful. And thank all of you out there in Israel. You carry on doing your work you're doing. And we hope those who are trying to derail what we are doing have been relegated to the back seat. We don't want anybody to interfere what Biafrans are doing wherever you are. If you don't want to join in, please stay away. Don't interfere, do not interfere with what Biafrans are doing. Because for a very long time, we have been put at the back burner. No progress for Biafrans. Scattered all over the world. Most of them have died as soon as they hear immigration. They see police, they will jump to their death. We don't want anybody to interfere or be a stumbling block to what we are trying to achieve in the restoration of Biafra. So you all out there, make sure you conduct yourself to the best of your civil way. Do not try to cross any Biafran trying to restore Biafra, because that's the only nation we have where you will go and have peace, freedom, where nobody will kill you, where nobody will chase you about that he or she is police, where you can go to your home at peace, where you know you have wealth in that land, the land that is flowered with milk and honey.
Pachukwa Biama. We have the oil there, the gas is there, the rubber is there, the iron is there. There is nothing we don't have in that half of the yellow sun, the rising sun of the east. We thank all of you who are making all your contributions in every way that you could, that Biafra must be restored. That is our destiny, and that is exactly what we are trying to do. Thank you, Director. I'm standing by.
Thank you very much. The very barrister himself, do we have somebody on the line? If we do, they must speak to us. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes.
Your name and where you are, if you can hear me.
Yes. Good evening. Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Turn your system down, please, if you may. Turn it down because you and I are interacting and the world is listening. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yes. I think I've been coming a regular caller now. My name is Chidrim Ndumele from Ayeke Ibeku.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, so I stay in Dakar, Senegal.
Yes, go ahead.
No? Yes, Director, I want to know about the issue of Wazirike and his clique. You know, for him saying that he has, you know, succumbed, you know, surrendered, you know, that he's not even interested in myself or whatever. Please, the money he collected from Ibuano, the money he gathered, the former Biafran soldiers, the people that fought before, he got them and he raised money and he collected the money. Where is the money? Please, he need to release this money for us. Because he raised a lot of money on their head. And today, they didn't see that money. So we need to get that money from him. And this man needs to be killed. We don't need to leave this man to go. We need to kill Wazirike, and we need to kill some governors in eastern zones. Please, if we can succeed, we need to kill all these people. Before, because we are saying, we are discussing about issue of we are having hypocrisy. This is the real hypocrisy we are seeing live. Wazirike and all these stupid governors that outside people that, you know, introduced in our eastern zone. Okay? Because you cannot tell me that the governor of Akwa Ibom is full support. Others are not supporting. Then you tell me that, look at Biafra. We are having Biafra in eastern. A state like Anambra, Abia State, Imo State, their governors are not even... Okay, someone was complaining that they are pressing a poster. Anambra State Governor asked Mopo people to arrest those people that are pressing poster of their father. Just imagine an embarrassment. Please, if it's something that we will come back, we'll come back and do it by ourselves. If we will fight, we'll fight them direct because they are the enemy we are seeing now. They are the real enemy we are seeing now. They don't want their father to stand in our own land. And they will not give us condition in our own land.
You are honorable. Right. We are listening.
Yes,
the world is listening. Honorable. Yes, go ahead, please.
Yes. Please, this is our own home. And we have every right. You know, I think we have every right to say this is the law that will rule our own home. Because why we are having problems with Northerns now? They have already negotiated and discussed with their own traditional rulers and the government officials there. And now, we that came there for business purpose or anything, maybe we don't want to work together with them. That's why we're having problems. Maybe they want to force us to be Muslims. Why? We don't want. And now, if you can see, their governors back them up. Their traditional rulers back them up. Even any of Kano is backing them up. You see? But why our own people will be rejecting our own offer in our own home? Please, we need to go and kill these people one by one. We need to kill them. We need to kill them so that we march, so that even our neighbors, our opponents will know how serious we are. When they see that we have slaughtered maybe one or two governors that are disturbing us, then they will know how serious we are. Because you know, the worst enemy you have is the enemy you keep at home. Because the enemy you keep at home is the enemy that will tell an outsider what is happening in your home.
And our enemy we have now is all these stupid governors we have in our states, in Istanbul. We need to stop all these people one-on-one so that let the government of Nigeria know how serious the affair is. We need to keep them blood to blood, not it.
Yes, my dear brother. Hello? I'm listening. The world is listening to you, please. Go ahead.
Yes. Yes, we need to kill these people. We need to kill them because
we are
freedom fighters and our freedom. Okay, how can you imagine our own rulers? Okay, people that we call our representatives, they are not back up. They don't even want to see us. Then how can you present? Okay, how can we present ourselves to the world? Okay, on that day now we can start rally, and now they will send Mopo to put tear gas on us. Talk embarrassment. Because now we need to kill them so that the government of Nigeria will know how serious we are. We need to do something before they start yet. We need to do something. If it is something else, we can come back home and do it for ourselves.
My dear brother, please.
So we come back home and do it for ourselves.
We will do so. We will do everything by ourselves. We are not relying on anyone to do it for us. Thank you very much for that. We have a caller on the line. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yeah, I'm good evening all over my brother and sister all over the world. My brothers and sisters in the studio with you. My name is Ihana Chachibuka, and I'm from Onitsha, isn't it, MBC, in Biafra land. I'm calling from the United Kingdom. I'm the PRO, Sir Indigenous People of Biafra in South Yorkshire.
Yes, go ahead.
I want to thank you for your good work you are doing for the Indigenous People of Biafra. And also our brother and sister, Rita Nebago, Palestinian Mizu, Uche Boza. And also my sister that joined the struggle there in Chioma Ahuruti. It's my sister. I know their family. We are from the same village. We are from the same kindred with her.
That is wonderful.
I want to use this opportunity to announce our meeting coming on Friday, 23rd of May. This will be our last meeting on the month of May. So we are discussing our upcoming worldwide rally on that Friday. I want to commit all my brothers and sisters that live in South Yorkshire, which is Birmingham, Doncaster, Barnsley, and Sheffield. A lot of people are listening to our radio on secret, but they don't want to come out. I thank the one that's coming up. We are moving forward. We are having our meeting on Friday, 1 o'clock. The venue is 261 Scott Road, Smith North. The number to contact us, our coordinator, the number is 07-8-1-0-3-0-7-3. I repeat the number again. 07-8-1-0-3-0-7-3.
We can't hear you. My brother, your line is not clear. Your line is not clear. We can't hear you very well. That is the problem. So the number you mentioned wasn't very clear. Can you hear me?
Okay, the number is 07.
No. It's not working. Even our dear sister is shaking her head. It is not. We have two sisters here in the studio. Tomorrow there will be three, because Vivian Oge will be here tomorrow as well. We must continue to serve our country. I want to use, have we thanked the people of Ghana for, actually, we are registered in Ghana, is that correct? We've not thanked them well enough, have we? We want to use this opportunity to thank the executive in Ghana for having registered the indigenous people of Biafra in Ghana and for obtaining police permission as well. For anybody wishing to be part of this global phenomenon, anybody wishing to be part of the largest family on the face of the earth, the indigenous people of Biafra answering to Biafrans in every country of the world. The number to call if you are in Ghana and you want to join us is +233-540-395-656. I repeat, +233-540-395-656. 0800-395-656. That is the number of our coordinator in Ghana. All of you in Ghana that wishes to join, I don't know if they have met Ezendibo in Ghana. I think they need to go and see him. He's a very fine man. He speaks well, very well of Biafra and willing to support in every way possible, both financially and otherwise as well. He is a patriot. The number, once again, for those of you in Ghana wishing to be part of what we are doing is +233-540-395-656. I don't know what to do. I'm inundated with Is it MTN card or is it recharge card or whatever it is? Our dear brother, he makes it a duty now for the past 4 days running. He sends me MTN card every blessed day. Of, it's amazing. It's amazing. Unbelievable. I don't know, is there any politician that they buy a recharge card for? Of 3,000 every day? Impossible. He buys me a recharge card of 3,000 naira every blessed day. You know, sometimes I get very angry. And I begin to wonder what on earth is happening. And I remember people like this. I remember those that are waiting for Biafra to come. Oh, when they don't want to hear anything else. But for the day, they will say that Biafra is coming. When I remember those people, I know that nothing can deflect us from what we are doing, if not for their sake. You know, in those days, when if you're naughty and your mom is chasing you or beating you or something, and you run to somebody and you hold them, and your mom will say, if not for this auntie or this uncle, mechagi hana na balia. For those people that believe in Biafra, for those people that know that without the coming of Biafra, that the sun will never rise, you are the reason why we do what we do on a superficial level. But when I remember those that died, those that did not eat for months before they died, I know that Biafra must come. We must fight for it to come. Saying with your mouth that Biafra is coming is not enough. It is not enough. You have to do something. If we look all around us, the very deplorable and sad economic scenarios you find around you every blessed day, whichever part of the zoo you find yourself in, is indicative of laziness. Do people know that the reason why the zoo called Nigeria is poor is because people are lazy? Do we know that? Both physically and intellectually lazy. That is the only reason why. There is no other reason why. I keep harping on this all the time. You have bad roads. You have graduates of engineering. You have stones everywhere of different shapes and sizes. They're everywhere. You have sand. You have cement, which you can get from limestone. Then the question is, why can't we build a road? Any day you understand it, this simple question, you will know why this place is not developed. Because people are lazy. Some of us are bringing the same mentality into freedom fighting, into what we are doing. Anything you believe in, you must support it. Most of you rather sadly go to Yoruba churches. It goes to show how sad your lives are. You go to Yoruba churches and you support them. Why can't you support Biafra? Biafra is more important than any church in the world. And I will prove it to anybody who is interested in debating it. Biafra is more important than anything on this planet Earth, with the exception of the glory of Chukwu Abiama. Our people must understand this. Your name and where you are, this is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes. Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are?
Yes. Yes, I'm telling you. Hello?
Turn your system down, please, and speak to me over the phone. I can hear you perfectly fine. Turn your system down and
yes,
speak to me. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you now. It's okay?
Turn your system down. Speak to me over the phone.
Yeah, my system is down.
That is
my
better now. You're responding down in real time. Please go ahead.
My name is Ikechukwu Ume.
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Ikechukwu Ume. I am calling from Spain, Malaga.
From Malaga. What happened to those of you in Malaga? Before, early, was it late last year? Malaga was everywhere. They were calling all the time. I don't know, did they send something to us from Malaga? They sent a printer from Malaga, is that correct? From Malaga in Spain. They sent something. I think Nonso needs to confirm it. They sent us something from Malaga in Spain. What happened to those of you in Malaga?
Nothing happened. Even I'm surprised that I got to know this program from my friend that lives in Norway.
Yes. Go ahead.
Then I'm even surprised how that you said that you came to Spain and you went to Barcelona.
I was in Barcelona. I was in Vitoria in the Basque country. I went to Valencia. And I also went to Murcia as well. I was in four cities in Spain.
And you didn't come to Malaga?
Because there is, if I come there, will I sleep on the street? There was nobody in Malaga. Nobody from Malaga wanted to, I can't say wanted to, because they didn't know. Nobody in Malaga invited us to come.
Okay, I thank you for your effort. I thank everybody that with you that is making this program to make an effort for us to achieve this end.
Thank you very much.
And my little contribution to this is that I would like to all of us as an Igbo in Malaga, and we are a lot. We are more than 500,000 in Malaga, Igbo. And had it been that we know that somebody like you are coming to Spain, we could have arranged and make sure that you see the Prince of Igboland, and he lives in Malaga. He's from Newi. And he could have made a very big organization that everybody lives in Malaga will come and pick you as our president. We give you a very big honor to make sure, like on this 30th, we are saying that everybody will come out to make a rally, that we should also come out in a group and make this thing to be something serious. But anyway, we are planning and we are even making our efforts to so that on that day, everybody at an Igbo being a dear person will be on the street demonstrating. Because now in time is a point for the whole world to see us both on CNN, in Al Jazeera, every media, for them to know that we are suffering in that country called Nigeria. And based on this situation, that makes us an Igbo sons, the Biafra sons, to everybody has been traveling all over the world. A lot of Biafra sons are listening to this program. We are just keeping calm and listening to your, to our program being this Biafra radio television, Biafra radio broadcasting. And we are boiling in mind to make sure that we do all our efforts so that we are going to actualize this Biafra. Then on that aspect, this Malaga Igbo Biafra sons are coming in a very big group to demonstrate.
And even if possible, we are even going to show to the Spanish television so that they will know what we are passing through in that country called Nigeria. Even this kidnapping children in Borno or whatever, even we are even seeing that it's a scam. That is not even real. Hello?
The world is listening attentively. We are listening to you. We are listening very attentively to what you're saying. Because it seems to me, I know that our... Hang on, my dear brother, can you hear me? I know that our overall national in Spain, our national coordinator in Spain is Nonso Ejirika. Nonso will make sure that your contact is received and that Malaga starts functioning from this very night. That we have somebody like you in Malaga, and Malaga must be coordinated. Please go ahead.
If somebody...
Hello?
Yes, we need this seriously. If you can give this Nonso Ejirika my number, I will give him the number of Eze Ndigbo, one na Malaga, and he lives in Malaga and he's from Newe. So that we are going to have the meeting by tomorrow, so that on that budget, everybody, we are a lot, even in Malaga Centro. You are going to be surprised that even the white speaks Igbo. And we are trying to make sure this is international. Like, we are not even care about one guy that called that said they might be thinking that you are trying to make money like Owazurike. Owazurike is a bitch. Why I call him a bitch, he's a fucking bitch, is I was those days in when we are even in Damasov. We are even the people that sang the song that said, how many soldiers how many Biafran army will kill. You know, Wadrika was the leader then. Now he came and turned that is not even among. My question is that Wadrika in Nigeria? Because that item is supposed to be crossing head bridge. Entering Igbo land, Biafra land. Is it in that fucking Nigeria?
Yes. He's still here. He's planning to contest for Senate. He wants to go to Senate. There they will discuss Biafra. And you know what? That's a way you can do it when he's in the Senate. And Biafra will come with Ban Ki-moon on a helicopter. Our people are daft. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you. There's no problem. The only thing is, he is the wicked, and he's wicked. He can never go unpunished. And his children will suffer. His children will suffer the death. Not him have already been suffering. His children will, it's a curse, even from Europe. His children will suffer the death of all these people army shot during his regime. That he can come out because of to get to the rich and say that he's not a Biafran guy, a Biafran man anyway, that he's not in support. There's no problem. This is a little bit contribution, like about the monument of building in with when the coordinator in Barcelona will call, I will give him the number of the Igbo in Spain, then we can now have a very good meeting before they start here so that we can now even make a raid to support the building.
Thank you very much. Yes, Nonso will call you very, very shortly. We shall send it to him. We are reporting, this is not us originally, but from Sahara Reporters, that the man has bombed a refinery in Okrika. Are you aware of the story? Yes. The man has detonated an explosive at the refinery. Okwaso Sanyiwaji. But it's only 30. How many days to the 30th? 11 more days. And we start proper freedom fighting. We join them. 11 more days. We shall continue. Because we must be fearless before our enemies. We confront them wherever we find them. Biafra is coming. The zoo is going to be torn. The only people not moving are the cowardly Yorubaris. Cowards to the bone. All they know is to conspire. That is one thing our people have learned, which is why they can never be free. Conspiracy. That is why. My cousin Chijendo would tell me, he used to tell me when we were small, he said, do you know that the Israelites planned to spend 40 days in the wilderness from Egypt to land of Canaan? I said, yes. He said, do you know how many years they spent? I said, 40 years. He said, do you know why 40 days turned into 40 years? I said, no. He said, because they were murmuring. I don't know if our people can learn from that. Let us see who is on the line, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Please, can you hear me? Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, live broadcast from Enugu to the whole world.
Yeah, good evening. My name is John. Hello?
Yes, which John? John the Apostle or John the Evangelist? Which one are you? Your surname?
John Donyema. John Donyema.
That is better.
From Switzerland.
From Switzerland. Please go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, brother. I want to congratulate you for your hard working for the Biafrans all over the world.
Thank you. We are working very hard, thank all of you. Us. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to use the opportunity to thank Mr. Imam Mezu, our barrister, and all the crew member working with you, with honest and hard working. Thank you very much for everything you have been doing for your friends.
Thank you. Sure. Thank you. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. Thank you for calling. This is Radio Biafra. We said that men bombed is being reported. I don't know this of these two news, which one is even more important. I think this one is more important. Lieutenant Colonel Weze has been killed in the north, searching for Boko Haram girls that are kidnapped. They placed this Igbo man at the front line and Boko Haram killed him, searching for Islamic girls that Hausa Fulani people allegedly, is a lie, kidnapped. This Lieutenant Colonel Weze waved goodbye to his wife and said that national duty called. Just last week, in search of the missing girls, Lieutenant Weze was ambushed by members of the Islamic terror group Boko Haram. Lieutenant Colonel Weze and three other soldiers were killed. Weze died for a country that he loved with all his heart. He loved Nigeria and ultimately died for Nigeria. His wife is grief-stricken, the children inconsolable. But one thing is sure, gallant Weze's place in history is assured. Rest in peace. Hey, I don't feel sorry for him. I don't feel sorry for him. Maybe they should put Obi Ezekwesili there so they can kill her. Our people are... I say it all the time. I don't know, Igbo, what is wrong with you people? Something is wrong with you people. There is something wrong with Igbo. I-G-B-O. It makes me sick to the stomach. During the ECOMOG, they will send a Hausa man to go for peacekeeping. They will say no, they will stay in the office. Drinking brukutu. All the frontline officers that served at Bakassi, all the frontline commanders that served throughout all the hotspots that these monkeys were sent to, we are all staffed by officers from Biafra land. Go and check the military records of this abominable contraption called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. This man did not die finding out what happened to Ezu River victims. He did not die trying to stop kidnappers or Wazurike's people in Masop, who are kidnappers, those that brought kidnapping into Igbo land, Masop did. Nothing happened. This man, Agawu Ugwawosa, went to Ugwawosa and he's dead. Dead as a Nigerian soldier. If I had my way, I would change the name Igbo to something else. I can't stand the name it makes. I want to vomit when I hear it. It makes me sick. Very sick. Very, very sick. This man should have come home, but he died in the north. Has he gone? He has gone. I don't know what to say, quite frankly. Let me try and go and read this news from MEND and see if that will console me. Because the more refineries they bomb, the better for all of us. The more bomb blasts that go off. Anytime you hear there is a bombing, please go out and celebrate. With each bomb, the end of the zoo gets closer and closer and closer. And I mean, of course, they know. Today, we are in Israel, in Ghana, we are in Lesotho, we are in Ukraine, we are in Angola, we are in the Democratic Republic of Congo, we are in Mozambique, we are in South Africa, we are in Sierra Leone, we are in Senegal, we are in... Oh, dear Lord. What we are saying to these people is this. All of you responsible for the suffering of Biafran people, it is either we kill you here or we kill you where you're going to go to. One thing is for sure, we'll find you. It is the job of the Biafran intelligence to track the movement of all these men. Sometimes we don't want to tell you what we're spending money on. Some of you do not know. We cannot come on air to announce the work of the Biafran intelligence, what they're doing. All these people will be tracked and will kill them, all of them. There will be no mercy. If they are your uncle, your aunt, go and tell them it's too late, it's over for them. It's over for them. The movement for the emancipation of the Niger Delta men has taken responsibility for yesterday's sabotage attack on pipelines. What is pipeline? HMNZ bought a bomb. What is pipeline? Pipeline, I can send in America. What is pipeline? It will match in New York. What is pipeline? I thought they attacked a proper refinery. I didn't need pipeline. What is pipeline sabotage? We want something spectacular, not a child's play. Pipeline. With an ordinary saw. What is pipeline sabotage? Is that the blast? Of course, if you cut it open, it will blow up. It will blast. If you put matches in there, it will blow up. That is not proper attack. We want to report proper attack, not pipeline. What is pipeline? Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director.
Yes,
good evening.
Please. Good evening.
Yeah, my name is NMAC, from Germany. Director, I want to thank you once again for the good job you are doing. I'm all greetings for your elbows.
Thank you.
And also, I want to greet our sister, Eberechukwu Anibog. May God Almighty bless her in a special way. Oshita, numerous to mention. I can't remember all the names, but I say may Chukwu Abiam continue to grant you people your heart desires, more than this Biafra. We all are fighting for that one day we will gather together and shout heavy amen about it. Director, I call because of one guy I call about the people in the north. Director, you see, when we have a meeting last time in Düsseldorf, there is one proverb I made there. There's one adage which says that Uriri, Ururu, see, Kama, Ochigachi, and Yana, I say. No, Kama, Kamu, Uzana, Dinta, Roboso, Mogra, and I being him.
Those of
Igbo people in North. Anyway, well, last time I called one of them, they say, are you people not hearing what is happening?
Yeah, he said that, yeah, there is death in everywhere, even in eastern Nigeria, which is in Biafra, there is also death. The Ghana man said, all died, he died. Yeah, I said, okay, you people are hoping maybe when it happens, you people will begin to run to barracks. In barracks this time, you people are not going to be safe, because in that barracks you people are running to, it's all Boko Haram Fulani people. They will finish you people and kill you people there. There's a priest, I just want to advise you, because sometimes when you shout, I feel so pain in me, like what you just said, that Igbo people, that's a E-G-B-O, that's Igbo. The way you shout it and the way you are screaming, director, it touches my heart. I feel for you. You are a human being. If not because you are the God sender, because what is in you is greater than what is in the world. If not, because I used to wonder sometimes. You talk almost every day, how many hours? You don't have even cracking of throat from your shouting to show that you are not an ordinary person. That is one. So please, try sometimes to hold yourself from your anger. Somebody said that Igbo is very, very, very hard to control. I know, but please, so that you will not say sick or maybe from this shouting or aggressive, how people are just provoking you. Please, sometimes, control yourself. I can understand you know you are angry. Come on, in a Igbo meeting here, many people, so control will be such easy. All right, yesterday, where I'm going house to house and sharing this flyer. I know what many people are saying. Yeah, it's like you're now turning into politics. I said, okay, that's left for you. When time comes, we will know. That is number one. Director, for this our preparation of third year, there is what I want to ask about this remembering of those who lose their life because of we to live. Yes, there is some people, some Biafran soldiers during that war, although I wasn't born there, I was born some years after the war. So, but I heard that story of my father, my uncle, say some stories, which is, happened to be one of the Biafran soldiers. There is some Biafran soldiers, please, I want you to just give me clear answer for this question. There is some Biafran soldiers who fight against Biafrans willingly, they joined the Nigerian soldiers to fight against Biafran soldiers. There are some Biafran soldiers who fight against Biafran soldiers, but unwillingly. They capture them, maybe Nigerian soldiers capture them, on the way they convert them to become part of them, maybe leading them, to showing them their role, and but along the line, they kill them on the way. Is this people part of the people that we are going to remember? For example, in my own town, in Enugu State, in Udi, local government, there is one who they told me that it's happening, he's a mechanic, but he's a Biafran soldier. So it happened that they fought them. For Nigerian soldiers called them. Then along the way, their vehicle spoiled. So they were handcuffed. So the guy told them that he is a mechanic. If they can lose him, that he can repair the vehicle. Then they lose him, he just take the carburetor and repair the vehicle, they move. They say, okay, since he repair the vehicle, they are going to be one of us. They kill others and spare him. Later he come back to our village with Nigerian soldier uniform. So they were advising him she shouldn't go, he says they should forget he's a part of Nigeria because Biafran soldiers are dying of hunger. They have nothing, they have no gun. But later on, he moved. It's among those people they came in Ogunigwe, in Abagena. So that's what I wanted to know. To know the people that are going to remember, especially because there are some people like this Ifajina, that's special people that want to belong to Nigerian soldiers. So, Director, that's my question, please. I would like that if you can clear me more on this.
The same.
Thank you.
Yes, those we are remembering on the 30th of May are those that fought and died for their country, Biafra, not the traitors.
Yeah.
We must remember that the Biafran Navy did not fire one single shot. They were at Ugutalake. and from there they surrendered. Most of them were married off to Yoruba women, and today they're very rich and doing very well. Some of them joined to fight their own people. We know them. We are not remembering saboteurs and those that died betraying their country. No. We are remembering the very brave men that fought the war for 3 years without bullets or guns. What you talked about, the saboteurs, rings a bell. I went to Ojebogene today. There is one Inspector Oshin, they call him. I don't know if they know him. He was a Nigerian police inspector in those days. He became Ojukwu's right-hand man. I said this story when we started this program this evening. The grandson is going to work for us, starting from tomorrow. The wife told him, when they were in Kotangora, to remain a good Nigerian by joining the Nigerian side, basically doing what Opa Biasika did, because the man was a high-ranking police officer. I mean, high-ranking in those days. The man said, no, if I join Nigeria, what will I tell my children, and what will my children tell their own children? And do you know, ironically, that man's grandson is the one telling us this story. So that what the man was thinking then, the grandson is relaying today. That the grandfather served, came back here and served Biafra, served his country, fought the war, defended Enugu until Enugu fell, and they kept moving. As I said earlier also, it was this same man that discovered where the plot of the saboteurs took place here in Enugu. No wonder Enugu fell so easily. They caught them. Ifeajuna, where Ifeajuna sold this our land, is the exact place where our monument is. That tells people the deep mysticism, the very deep spirituality associated with what we are doing. That is why when we say that Chukwu Abiaman determined that we should come, we know what we are talking about. When we set out to build this monument, we never had any piece of land in Enugu. Somebody said, I will take you to the governor of Enugu State. Don't worry, he will give you people land today. No, it didn't happen. Until something, fortuitously, we landed on a piece of land where, lo and behold, was where we were betrayed. And from that piece of land, our resurrection starts. My dear brother, we honor those of them that fought and died. The name of Onwatuegu will be emblazoned there. All the very fine commanders of Biafran army, they will be there. Those that saw battle but did not come back, they will be remembered. For they are our heroes. They are the ones that lifted up this name, Biafra, which we must always sanctify. That is why Heto was richer. Not because he stole money or anything, but because he betrayed the word Biafra. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Yes.
Okay. Director, I want to still make one comment about this Wazirike issue. You see, this Wazirike people are attacking. I think that man has already bite more than two chew. You see, that Wazirike, the way I'm seeing it, if we finally get this Biafra, which I'm already convinced that the Biafra is at hand, that man will turn to Nebuchadnezzar if he has not taken. We will make sure that that man grazes the grass like Nebuchadnezzar. That man has already done a lot to Igbo people, more especially Biafran guy. He killed a lot because many people just fought out of ignorance. They don't even know what they are fighting for, lose their lives. My brother happened to be one, he's in Port Harcourt, but he doesn't even know, he just heard it, Motop, Motop. He told him that he went there in Okigwe. They killed many, but he's certainly running away. He's last week, I'm advising him, say, look, there's no more, nothing like Motop again. That's Wazika have already sold them away. That's why it's one. For this, this is River Massacre. I think, from my own point of view there, if there is something like this thing they call this rituary, or I may say that these people use those guys for rituary, because for killing number of people that throw into a river, that river connected many, many places, many, many villages, and people are drinking that. Some people access that river because Nigeria, that so-called is so bad that they don't have pump boiling water, no clean water. Some people are using that water to cook. They put iron on it, make it to clean. Some people are using it to wash. To be putting that body on top of it, decaying crops on top of it, and the thing we throw village to village, town to town. I think these people have something in mind. There is a lot of empty land which they can bury those people. They know that what they are doing. In fact, director, I have already think deeply. I saw that in YouTube, the photo and the way you video it. In fact, that thing brings me in a deeply thinking and deeply thought what these people have in mind in that. I believe that there is something wrong. Maybe these people use this guy, those people for something. They don't even see River Niger. Anyway, it is when the God said that their own cup is full. That's why, because if they throw those guys, those innocent people in River, maybe they wouldn't have located them like that. You see? So I think that P2B government during that time, you see, our people say that if he have with a Nakupite, Nanakukuono, all those money he put in embezzled and bet it, you see, he just go and waste it in our land, in Abuja, as he said, in building this shopping center. No matter how long we talk about Biafra, the children of that man will never say something because they know that the money of innocent people who they embezzled invested in Abuja, in our land, because he didn't make that money in a clear way. So that is it. Director, let me not talk more. Let me give other people chance to talk. May God, Chukwu Abiama, continue to strengthen you, continue to guide you. Director, Deme, we are behind you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and good night to you as well. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, good evening, Director. This is Emmanuel Shinasa speaking from Mexico City.
Mexico, please go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. And I want to show you something from what the last caller said. I don't know. Hello?
Yes, go ahead. We are listening. Please go ahead. If you're not clear, I will tell you. Please go ahead.
Okay, I want to show you something from what the last caller said about the Biafran soldiers who supported the Nigerian soldiers during the war. You know, I wasn't born during the Biafran war anywhere, but as I was told, my uncle told me that those soldiers who were combated were captured, and instead of them accept death, maybe the Nigerian soldiers were threatening to kill them, they would not release the information.
Hello.
Another thing he said again, we should remember that those. Hello, you are hearing me?
I can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now, because you broke off slightly a while back. Please go ahead.
Okay, what I'm saying now, I said that those Biafra, most of the Biafran soldiers were not trained bomb soldiers. That is why they easily give up when they were. And even if we do.
Your line is not very clear, my dear brother, and I agree with you. This is why everybody coming back after the 30th of May, you're coming back here to fight with us. You must be prepared mentally. Strength, mental strength and character is key. If you know you are somebody that wilts very easily under pressure, please don't bother coming. If you're somebody who cannot tolerate discomfort, please do not come. I believe very firmly that in this very land, our women give birth to engineers, to scientists. You don't have to go to school to be one. I also believe that they give birth to soldiers. That Igbo women, Efik women, Ibibio women, Ejo women, Ishekiri women, Urobo women, that they give birth to soldiers that don't need any training to fine-tune them. These are the people we need after the 30th. We are going to shock humanity. Very, very critical. The reason why we say it openly is that when it happens, we say we said something and we did it. That is the only way they can remember us. That when they said something, even though it may sound fantastic and unbelievable at first, they went ahead to do it. That is why we must do what is right. That is why we must be led by the Spirit in order for us to accomplish what we have set ourselves out to do. The caller on the phone, start by giving us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, my director and all the hosts of the Radio Biafra. I want to say congratulations for the good work you are doing, and may the good Lord continue to guide, to lead, and to bless you.
You say?
I want to thank Carol Munde. I've not seen her before. I've not heard her voice before. But I don't know if you guys will just do some good one day for us to hear the voice of Carol Munde. In fact, she's been doing wonderful. That is another mother from Biafra land. I say wherever she is, may God bless her in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I want to thank the barrister also. Whenever I hear his voice, it sounds like a thunder. And such thunder is what we need at this moment. A thunder that will sound and pierce through the hearts of the likes of Thief Uwazurike. The thunder that will sound and hit the hearts of people like Umar Sanda Watuhu. The thunder that will sound and pierce the hearts of Rocha Sokorocha. The thunder that will sound and destroy all the hypocrites and all the saboteurs in the Biafra land. I want to say, but it is time. We have been keeping quiet for so long. Let all the Biafra all over the world, especially those in the southeast, let them rise up. Let them look through the truth and the cranny of all the Biafra land. Let them seek for Uwazurike. His time is numbered. His age is numbered. Let them seek him wherever he is. Let them look for him wherever he is, through the dungeon, through the creeks, wherever Uwazurike is in Biafra land. That man must surely pay for all the thousands of people that he led and killed for money. That man must tell the story of his life. That man must account to us how he led even my friend, my bosom friend, Okafo, to die because he's a Masop member. That man must account for the life of both those people that are fighting for Biafra, those men who stood and said, thinking that they have a good leader who is leading them, that we are having their meeting in Onitsha, and the Mopo from the zoo came and killed them, and it was shown on AIT, their blood was rushing down from the upstairs building. Masop, former leader, Uwazurike, have account for it. Let them look for him. Let them search for him. Masop must be brought to Uwazurike must be brought to book. Uwazurike must pay with his life. Uwazurike life, the children, his grandchildren, and all what he has gathered as a result of taking people to kill them in different places. Uwazurike have account for it. And I said, let all the spirit of the dead of the Biafrans, let all the spirits of the dead of the Masobians, those who are doing it with their heart and their strength, who Uwazurike have killed, let them rise up and fight for what belongs to them. Whether they are dead, whether they are alive, wherever they are, let them hunt Uwazurike. Let them hunt his children. Let them hunt his household. Wherever they are, let them hunt them until Uwazurike is brought to book. And I declare, as the living God liveth, Uwazurike will not go unpunished. Uwazurike will not go unpunished. And if you're listening to me, wherever he is right now, Uwazurike, and I spit the ground and I said, as long as the name Biafra is sacrosanct, as long as the name Biafra is something to go by, Uwazurike, you will never go unpunished for all the life of the people that you have killed, for all the people that you have maimed, for all the people that you have lived to the untimely death, without knowing that you are using them for money. God will surely pay. God will surely pay you back in your own coin. I want to encourage my able director. I don't know where you get your strength from, but I know that wherever you get your strength from, it is the Lord that is giving you that strength. I know that we cannot be intimidated in the face of our enemies.
I am not interested of what is going on in the zoo. I am not interested of what they are saying. I am not interested in the government of the zoo. I have divorced this zoo from my heart for a long time ago. All I need to hear is to hear that song of freedom. What I'm waiting to hear is the day that my children will hold me by the hand and told me, this is my nation, Biafra. This is the nation I'm looking at. This is my hope, and this is my humanity. That is what I'm waiting for, the day I'm going to hear, and I know it's surely coming. I see it coming, and I know it's coming. I want to tell all the Biafras all over the world, wherever they are, let them stand up for the people who are still thinking, is it right? Is it wrong? Are they taking the right decision? I want to tell you that Anu is God sent. Nand is God sent. I've tried him. I have not seen him face to face, but I've tried him, and I know that it's God sent. Whatever he says, it comes to pass. When he said they are doing this, you will see it. He don't even say it when they started doing it. He always, when he's about to be copying, that's when he's even going to say it. I know as men that are supporting this freedom fighting, as men that are giving their cover, as men that are giving their penny, I know that as they are giving, God also replenish them. And as many that are still afraid, whether it's like of Waziri, I want to tell you, I want to assure you that Nnamdi Kanu is not the life of Waziri, it's not the life of Waziri. It's not the like of Waziri, it's not the like of this man that are the economy. And really, I want you, director, to tell us more about this so-called engineer who has been troubling for money and doing all these things, talking nonsense, talking devil, telling me all kinds of things. I told him, I don't want to agree with you. I don't want to talk to you until the day that Nnamdi Kanu will announce on the air and tell us that engineer, what is it called, Ezekwesili, is part of us. But until that day, I will never believe you. So I want you to tell us more about that man. Thirdly, I want to warn everyone in the Southeast Nigeria. Every one of them, from the governors, from Anambra State Governor, Imo State Governor, Bayelsa State Governor, and so many of them, Enugu State Governor, and so on and so forth. I want to let them know that Kokoroko is now. We have seen a lot. Our eyes are open now. We are waking up. We are standing up. And I want them to know that death is the only result. Death is the only result that will be for a man that stands on the way of the difference. We are rising up because the sun is about to rise. We are not known for the people to be intimidated. We are not known as cowards. For many people, for lawfuls, for so long, we have been keeping quiet because we need a leader. For so many long, we have been keeping quiet because we need someone to lead us. And now we have found one. We are rising up anywhere we are. And we are standing, we are marching. And any one of them that stand before us, he will go down 6 feet. And I want to tell you, the Bible says that right the time before John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and his violence take it by force. I want to say, since 1967, the Biafran have suffered violence. They have suffered in their own land. The people have been taken away from them. Their children have been taken away from them. They've been massacred. They have been killed. In Kano, they were killed. In Jos, they were killed. In Sokoto, they were killed. In Niger, they were killed. In all parts of Niger, Nigeria, the zoo, they have been killed. I don't know what they are still doing over there. We too, that are here, are still coming, how we are coming back. And that is why I want to use the opportunity also to tell all the members, all our members, because last time I was on air, I reminded them of the meeting on 22nd. And my informant in the hotel, we're having the meeting, called me and told me that the security agent called to the press and tell them that this group are having a meeting. Whenever they come, they should let them know. And as many of them, I called them back and I told them the meeting had been rescheduled. We have seek another place to have our meeting. And I want to tell them they should not be afraid. They should not be afraid. Even in the midst of whatever, we know that freedom fire is not a battle, it's not a crime. We have the right to self-determination. We have the right to self-right. We have the right to live. In the zoo, which is called a country, you can no longer protect the life of the people there. It is no longer a country. Nigeria have failed. Any place they are listening to me, I want Cameron to know that Nigeria have failed. I want Obama to know Nigeria have failed. I want all the Prime Minister of Britain to know that Nigeria have failed. I want the Parliament of Britain to know Nigeria have failed. Nigeria have failed. It's no longer a country. I can never be a country. All we need is Biafra. Biafra now, Biafra tomorrow, Biafra next tomorrow, Biafra until we die, because God made it so. Nobody can stand in the way. If Biafra would have died, Biafra would have died a long time ago. But I don't think that Biafra will die. Biafra is rising up more and more, because every Igbo man, every Biafran, from Ekoi to Abuja, from Urobo to whatever, ever from Eken to everywhere, any man that says about Biafra, just talk about Biafra to any man that is really a Biafran blood, you will see how he will jack up come to life. And I want to tell every Biafran, please, it is time to wear your shoe. It is time to wear your clothes. It's time to guide your voice. Let us do this work on the 31st of May. Just as our director is saying, if he wanted us to come down, we are going to come down. But you have to tell us what it is, what it means, what are we coming to do, and other things. So that when we are doing this work, just as we are spreading it today, so that people will know what they are coming to do. People will not think that it's money making. People will not think it's just the normal thing they used to do before. They will know that we have started and we are fighting this cause. I want to stop here, and I know that as many of us that have had, God will help them. And as we are having our meeting on that day for all our members, please, you know, we say we are going to gather in the Winner Chapel Chapel family. That is why we are going to gather to do it, to remember our zero past. My uncle died in that war. He never come back again. My friend died during the Masop issue. He never come back again. And these people, I will remember them. These people, I will remember them. And I know there are many of us that will remember every one of them. I know that Biafra will stand. For God has made it so. God bless Biafra. God bless Biafra. God bless Biafra and all that is fighting for the freedom of Biafra. Thank you very much and good night.
Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. I am speechless. I am breathless. Your rendition was first class. The delivery was captivating. At a time, I started to speculate that you must be a preacher of some sort. If you are, it is also good that you are. You spoke excellently well, and Chukwu Abiama must richly reward you. Do we have somebody on the line? Yes, Carol Monde, can you hear me? Somebody requested to speak to Carol Monde. And because here is Radio Biafra, anything you wish is what we command. You ask for Carol Monde, and here is she. Carol, please go ahead.
Hello, good evening, director. Can you hear me? It's very clear.
Loud and clear. Loud and very clear. Please go ahead.
Sorry, I can't hear you very well. Can you?
I can hear you. Go ahead. I can hear you. Go ahead. I can hear you.
Okay. Good evening. Good evening to Brapa, the head office there in Enugu.
Hello.
No, we have lost Carol Monde. Is Carol back? Carol Monde, can you hear me? No, she cannot hear us. She cannot. She will call us, but at least they've heard something. They've heard her voice. That was the voice of Carol Monde. Let us go to Skype. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
And good evening to all the crew members of Radio Biafra with you. Director, my name is Ezene Okolie. I am from Ogwu, in Enugu, Biafra land. I'm calling based on the few comments people have made about the people in Kano or in the north. Those people in the north, there's nothing we can do to bring them down. It's only Radio Biafra that can bring them to Biafra land. Because if Osteokeke can leave Thailand and come to Biafra land, we'll be talking about those people in Kano and in the north. The only thing that will bring them back is Radio Biafra. Because we all in Biafra land, we know from the comment our sister Eber and Borg made some days ago that they were passing in a church and they saw some group of Hausa people dancing their music. Once you have employed an Hausa man, the first thing he will buy is radio. And that through that radio is where they communicate with. Even in their office, those are in the force. Those northerners in the force everywhere, they have their radio in the office at their home. They never listen to any other thing apart from their radio, because they communicate through their radio. But our people, when you're telling them about Radio Biafra, they don't want to listen. They don't want to. Most of the zonal coordinator know where what they were experiencing when they go to evangelism. He'll be talking to a Biafra man about Radio Biafra. He doesn't want to listen. He don't want to know. Some of them will tell you, let Biafra come, they will join after. But Radio Biafra is supposed to be where we are communicating. Sometimes the Northerners and the Yoruba people will tell them, Igbo people don't have one heart. I don't believe in that thing. I don't believe in that word, because Igbo, I know that Igbo people, they have one heart. But we don't communicate like Hausa people communicate through their radio. When we communicate through Radio Biafra, you know that we have one heart. So those people in the north, the only thing that will bring them back is Radio Biafra. If they want to die there, they will still remain there, and whenever they die, they take them to their home. We don't care, because everything that is happening there have supposed to teach them lesson to come back. They are not doing anything there. That business they believe they are doing there, their life is worth more than that business. Their life is worth more than that money they are looking for there. Some of them, they are not even doing anything there. But they keep on dying every day. Every day. Every day. So, secondly, I want to comment on Wazulike. I must say that in this struggle, we're following this struggle fiscally and spiritually. Wazulike is just going around. Later on, we will just keep on and looking at him. He's going around. He's just turning around. He's confused. Our prayer is affecting him. He will expose himself. Nobody will touch him. He's going for Senate. Nobody will welcome him there. They will push him back. They know him. Those people he took their money from, they will bring him back. That is why he's telling us we have to join P2B and those of his crew members in the people who want to mob. All those is confusion. It's confusion over him. He don't know what he's doing. He's confessing gradually. He's confessing. And he will fully confess, because our prayer is affecting him. Everything that our sister Rita Niborg, all the prayers that she's saying in the studio, is effective. He who was wicked is listening to that prayers. Likewise others, and the people he took money from, because he took money from people registering them to Okada, doing passport for people, giving people registration number for Okada in Abakiriki. All those things, they are fraud. And those people prayer is affecting him. He will come out and expose himself. Nobody will come out and expose himself before even his fellow Masob members. The blood of those people that died in Izu River is against him. There's many costs following that man. So we should leave him. He will come out himself to confess. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. You have spoken very well as well. Tonight is one of the best broadcasts we've ever had. People have spoken so well, so eloquently. And to Capital of Carol is with us, please. Carol Monday, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clearly, Director.
It's very clear. Okay. Please continue. They want to hear your voice, and here you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes. Good. Welcome again. And good evening to all Brassens worldwide. I've been following the news recently. And I see that, with all this U.S. standoff, they've landed in there. Africa.com is on daily movements of Abuja. Africa.com is not Nigeria. They have an agreement with Ghana. They had an agreement with other countries in Africa, but not with Nigeria. So why is Africa.com now based in Nigeria, but in Abuja? Because they know it's breaking up. It's time. The wind has changed. They've all come. Chibok Girls was an excuse and alibi to stand in there and make sure that whatever they want is looked after. And that's why they're in there, because they know it's divided. We saw the Yoruba man, Femi Fani, I can't pronounce his name very well, Femi Fani Kayoz. He even spoke out and said that he supports the Yorubais, the Republic of the Yorubais, and he also supports Biafra. And that man, every man anyway, we do know that he follows the wind. Wherever the wind is blowing, goes. He's a trophy hunter. So we know that the wind is blowing the way of Barathra. Everything is there. Everything is set. You see, we have been saying that Masov leader has been in politics for years and years. You've been hearing us saying that that man is in politics. Now he's coming out and admitting it and saying, look, I'm in politics, but he's a rat. He's got to run somewhere because Bradford doesn't want him because they know he's done everything he's ever people. They have done an amazing job worldwide. Everybody's coming. This May should be an amazing day for everybody all over the world. Israel, look, they got today. Everybody's, I've contacted by Gabon. I know that there's a meeting in Cape Verde on Wednesday, turning the 30th of May. Everybody should come on the day and show the world why Barathra is hidden. Show them all these things. And again, thank you for everybody that all these people that pay for us, because this is not easy. It is not easy because it's not Barathra. So whatever it is you can do, even if it's keep everybody in your prayers, keep Barathra in your prayers, bring us through. Keep away those demons. Do that. So whatever you can do right now, because this is the turning point. Breaking through. You watch comicals, like I said, see the way it's running. Barathra coming out. Everybody knows it. And this will be the hardest point. Because you know that's when it's the point when it's about to happen, when it will be the hardest test of all. So everybody keeps strong, and I'll say good evening. I'll say good night on that night. That I'm going to say.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. That was Carol Monday. The line was breaking up, but I think people wanted to hear her voice, and they have done so. She's working very, very hard, extremely hard, to ensure that this message of Biafra is spread all around the world. We cannot thank her enough, and we'll show our appreciation once Biafra comes. Carol Monday is an example of who we are as a people, that despite everything the British did, there is a British woman working with us, and we all love her. Isn't that sums up who we are, in essence, that we are loving, forgiving people. That is who we are. We have nothing against the British person, the ordinary man, woman, or child. We have something against the very diabolical policies being pursued by Her Majesty's government to the detriment of Biafrans and to the survival of Biafra. Sometimes people don't understand what we are doing. Somebody rang and asked me about somebody writing on Facebook about me. I have a very simple question for them. That's what I asked myself before. Can anybody tell me, since 1996, when I started doing Biafra Liberation, have I done anything in any way, shape, or form to undermine my people? Have I taken bribe from anybody? Have I passed information to anybody? Have I not contributed all I can? Have I not offered all that I am in the service of my beloved country that I love more than life itself? The funniest thing is that nobody can point at anything. I speak the way I do because I do not have any skeletons in my cupboard. I speak without fear before my enemies. But there is none. That is why I speak the way I do. Somebody wrote to me and said, oh, can you consider turning it down? You are making too many enemies. I said I will make enemies of the whole world as long as I speak the truth. Because it's the truth that will set us free. Not mankind. Only the truth can set us free. And to those of you that think I don't listen to advice, when I wake up in the morning, I get nearly 200 advisors telling me what to do. Some tell me how to think. I cannot take the advice of everybody. I only select those I think are relevant to propel what we are doing forward. If I don't take your advice today, please don't be upset. Your advice may be relevant tomorrow. But every decision that we have made, every turn that we have taken, everything that we have agreed upon and acted upon has gotten us to where we are today. It was because of us that Wazirike resigned publicly from fighting for Biafra. When we went after Wazirike, it was not fashionable. Nobody wanted to do it. Some people kept saying, oh, don't divide, don't do this. I said to them, no. Eziopu, beziopu. History will always vindicate the just. If you are righteous, history will remember you with fondness. If you are evil, as Wazirike is, you will expose yourself. In Igbo parlance, it's called Akansika Banegonu. That you don't even know when you begin to talk rubbish. They've abandoned the struggle. Anybody, that is why I hate Igbo as a word. Anybody thinking, here comes another Igbo person, you are deluded. I will die first before I abandon Biafra. That is why I'm here. I'm not in the comfortable surroundings of London. I am in my own capital, Enugu City. Biafra will come. And I will say to you, as I always say, that I told you so. As long as we remain incorruptible, which governor can boast of having a recharge card of 3,000 every day? Nobody in this land, no human being here. Do people buy a recharge card for 3,000 every blessed day? There is nobody. No human being. As long as we are whiter than white and whiter than snow, as long as Chukwu Abiyama knows that our hearts towards our people is so clear, as long as the world, the conscience of humanity is aware, even the spirit of the dead understand that everything we do in truth and honesty. If not for any other thing. For those things that I have mentioned, Biafra must come, that shame may not befall the mighty name of Chukwu Abiyama. We thank you for listening wherever you are. Tomorrow is going to be fun. People will speak tomorrow. We didn't speak very much today. Remember that you still have a chance to be part of the monument that will last forever in remembrance of our struggle, our sacrifice to eternity. Everything we do is to the glory of Chukwu Abiyama, as he commanded us to, because we are nothing without Chukwu Abiyama. God is the beginning and the end of all we do, because we are a special race. We are not like other people. If we don't call upon the name of Chukwu Abiyama, that means we don't know why we exist as a people. Our job here is to worship God. That's why we are created. I thank you wherever you are. Mande anyi kporaha, mande anyi na kporaha. Ani newu munnanyi. Because we are one. That is why we refer to it as family meeting. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. And this is the voice of your people that projects it to the world, Radio Biafra. Tomorrow, 7 p.m. is another day. This Biafra we mention all the time, unlike any other thing, is our religion. On this very radio station is where we worship. Because Chukwu Abiyama, Chukwu Okike, Ekikerowa, is our God. He will guide, sustain, keep each and every one of you. But more importantly, this Chukwu Abiyama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much. and good night from your own capital city, Enugu, here in Biafra land.